XM 105, Sirius 206, the Opie and Anthony channel.
The Ron and Fez show starts right now.
Okay, let's get down to it, Bopper.
Buddies, it's that Ron and Fez show, pre-snowpocalypse, hours away from nature dumping millions of tons of snow, deadly snow on New England. It could be up to, and this is the last reports, 9 to 11 feet of snow. Most of the snow is AIDS tainted, so you don't want to let it touch you.
How is there AIDS water in this fucking sky?
I turned on the news this morning and the weatherman was crying.
He should be. He should have seen this coming. He should have gave us more fucking warning.
He gave you all the warning he can.
We should fucking break in to the goddamn news.
Hold on, this is just a spy report. It's just coming in.
Spy report. Spy report.
Game day bucket go boom. See, I got you there. You weren't ready for it, were you?
No, I thought it was a spy report.
This snow, and the fear of this snow, is... And by the way, you would fucking have plenty of warning if you paid attention to Frankie McDonald. We had it up on the iBang months ago.
God damn it.
That's why I've already ordered pizza, Chinese food. I've got my hip boots. And I've got my cranked up internet.
I don't even have any bottled water. I'm fucked.
Matter of fact, here's some water here. Here's another bottle. You need someone to spill it on the floor.
Well, why would you do that? Why would you
I have a lot of dead relatives.
But I need it. I'm going to die if I don't get it.
I want them to know they still represent.
Big ups.
This cost you a concert that you've been waiting for since what, your high school years?
Years. I fucking got an email a half hour ago. Jeff Mangum of Neutral Milk Hotel.
This is it. This is your fucking lifetime jam. This is the person that you're going to carry in your heart for your entire life.
Yeah, without a doubt. I had tickets months ago. I'm like, all right, going to see him in Connecticut because the fucking New York shows were all sold out. Hartford, Connecticut. I get a fucking email. Everyone thought it was prudent to cancel the show due to the fucking impending snowstorm. Come on, let the hardcore show up. The fuck, Jeff?
Well,
shitty fucking New England pussies.
Here's the thing, Chris.
You know how long I've been waiting for this? When the fucking guy first comes out, it's like $200-$300 a ticket. I'm not paying that. Fuck that. I don't even have that kind of cash for fucking goddamn concert tickets. I get the tickets. Sure, it's a few hours ride. That's fine. I'm good with it. It's a Friday. And this fucking snowstorm shits in my mouth and ears.
Chris, there's two reasons we've got to be prudent when it comes to something like this. 9/11. And we had no fucking warning for that shit. And that was awful.
It's a snowstorm. It's totally different.
No. If somebody got killed going back and forth, that goddamn neurotic little bastard would cry forever.
Maybe get another album out of it.
And if you remember, concerts were canceled on 9/11.
Face.
This isn't like 9/11. It's just a snow.
Can I just ask you something?
Sure.
How's Fez's ass taste right now?
It doesn't taste very good.
Good?
No.
I can't imagine that it would.
Quite the opposite.
Some gravy with that?
Oh.
Oh, sick fuck.
Juicy
sick
poop.
Grinder motherfucker. Everything's a disgusting grinder remark these days.
Oh, it looks like someone's 50 feet away.
Me. Let's just say this, Chris.
Yeah.
You are going to be able to see him. They're going to reschedule the concert. It'll be a nice. I know that you don't fucking drive much yourself. Mm-mm. You can't drive in 2 feet of snow. You would have been stuck in that place.
It would have been fine.
You don't understand snowpocalypse. 9 to 11 feet of snow is going to be falling. Some of it AIDS taint it from monkeys.
Well, get the fucking plows out there. Throw some salt on the ground.
It's more expensive than you think, dude.
You fucked up. You bought tickets on Blizzard Day.
Oh, please. There was no fucking
Fez
goddamn.
Is right. You fucked up.
I didn't fuck up. The fucking weather fucked me
Fez
over.
Fez just said it.
Well, Fez is wrong.
Are you going to the concert?
No, I'm not. Because of a fucking blizzard that no one fucking saw coming until 3 days ago.
I mean, when Fez knows you're wrong, you're so fucking wrong, it's unbelievable.
I'm fucking right all the fucking time.
Really? Well, you and I are seeing the same fucking show tomorrow night. Nothing.
Yep.
And I'm not upset about it.
I am.
Got another spy report. Here's Jerry in Utah.
Spy report. Spy report.
What's up, dude?
It looks like we got a chase going down in L.A., from L.A., going east. Looks like a guy just killed three cops, and they got a few interstates shut down.
Why is there always chases in L.A. and rarely any place else other than Miami?
Who knows?
All right, we'll keep an eye out on that. Slow speed chase, L.A., going to follow him until his goddamn gas goes out. He shot three cops, though?
Two to three is what we've heard.
If I was that guy, I'd figure out a way to kill myself before they got their hands on me. Artist of the day. The Police.
Fuck yeah.
This is dedicated to the police in a slow-speed chase out in Los Angeles.
Good luck, guys.
Big Fez Watley. Opening big today. You've already got you picked up an easy win over Chris Stanley.
Oh, it's just made the weather.
He made him count the lights. Yeah, but he fucking.
I can't even count that as a win.
He slapped. You know what? You count anything you count as a win. He slapped it in your fucking face.
Yeah.
He taught you your ABCs.
He taught me to predict the future. It's a good lesson. Maybe I'd fucking win money.
You're a poor loser.
No shit.
Fez, what's on your mind today? What do you want to talk about? I never have pens anymore. Hate the new interns.
This memo that CBS sent out to all the Grammy performers and presenters this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they're so worried that breasts are going to be shown, that the buttocks will be exposed. And they sent out this very technical memo saying things like, please avoid sheer see-through clothing that could possibly expose female breast nipples. They talk about the female body like I do, like they have as much knowledge as I have of it. If it's so horrible, if it's such a orgy on stage, don't host it, CBS. But these are the because I'll tell you this. Let's say Rihanna is in some sort of see-through thing, or you're seeing the curvature of her buttocks, like they say in the memo. Do you think they're actually going to say, no, Rihanna, you can't appear at our Grammy ceremony?
You act like CBS is in charge of this. This is FCC fines that they get. You forget because you work on an XL channel. We used to get things like this all the time when we worked in radio. Of words you could and couldn't say and things that you could and could not do. Now, here's what they want. They wanted to dress sexy. They wanted to go up to the line, but not cross over it. No. So everyone says, well, tell us where the line is. They put out a memo. Here's the line.
No vulva.
Yeah, basically you have to go that fucking far to explain to people that you can't be showing titty and ass on CBS. Now, it's a very big show for CBS. It's also a very big show for the music industry, which gets very little heat anymore. You know what I mean? It's very hard to say, here are all the stars and all the stars are together. And look, here's all the songs you might want to go out and buy records for. So this is a good deal for everybody. But the FCC starts to fine CBS because trust me, the fucking music industry doesn't want that on cable. And you got a fucking stupid astronaut awards that they give over at MTV. The Grammys are the only show, really, now that show all the music in primetime. And there's very little awards left to the Grammys.
It should be a concert.
It is basically a variety show of all the big acts of the year. Now, everybody goes on to Twitter and attacks, but they're all there. They're all watching.
They've really shortened it up because the presenters come out and they'll say, oh, congratulations to this person and that person who have already won awards. Then they get to the category that they're actually presenting.
Right. It's not about awards. It's not about a salute. It's a presentation of acts, and they don't want to fuck it up. They don't want to lose this thing. So I don't know. I mean, I know that it would feel awful and feel stupid getting that stuff, but we used to get it in radio all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the... You would think they would come to expect it by now.
The FCC doesn't come to expect it.
But
that's the problem.
I haven't heard of the Grammys getting anything. The last thing with CBS was that Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction I don't even think they ended up paying anything on.
But you're not, you know, you're not one of the lawyers over there. The lawyers are looking. They always tell you got to protect the license. It's all they fucking care about. I was involved in this stuff fucking so long ago about what you could do and what you can't. It's fucking business as usual. They make you sit and watch these stupid tapes, and you have to sign things that you watch the tape.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I don't think Rihanna owns anything that wouldn't violate this memo.
But here's the deal. They can do without Rihanna. All these people are disposable. You're going to get your couple of years. That's it. There would, if she's not doing the show, believe me, somebody else will show up and the kids will be just as fucking happy. Here's our buddy Bill in Jersey.
Big ass 29875, my buddy.
Hoo-ah!
Ronnie B.
Yeah.
Can you believe that this massive superstorm that's going to hit the area, the Northeast, they've named it after a cuddly little clownfish, Nemo?
Well, here's the weird thing. We only used to name hurricanes. Now we name everything.
Well, they want to. I think what they want to do is to scare the hell out of us. So now this big, huge storm has a cute little name, Nemo.
Nemo, and Hicks had gotten Nemo wrong all these years. He thought Nemo was the bluefish.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez, fucking Hicks.
I've never seen the movie.
Seriously, you embarrass us, though.
No, I don't embarrass anybody.
You're our version of Rihanna. You come out with your ass out every fucking day.
I have an abusive boyfriend.
Boop, boop, doo, doo, doo.
Yeah, they just started naming these storms last year, and that's the Weather Channel's doing.
Now, Hicks, this screening that you set me up for is in the middle of the superstorm.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. Those are just the details of it. I'm still talking with them.
And that's the only one?
It's the only one.
I got to see it, though.
I know.
I got two guests booked off of it.
I know. I'm going back and forth with the booking department.
Don't go back and forth. Go forth. When you go back, you fuck up. I can't understand why Fez is talking about dress codes when the biggest story, I think, of the year is Shirley Roper's, her daughter walked out on the church.
Holy
it's
shit.
It's up on the iBang right now. This young lady who has sang on our show before, The Pope is on Fire, I think it was a big one. And after all these years of being with her mom, Shirley Phelps Roper's daughter took a walk.
Never saw this shit coming, man.
What's the daughter's name,
Hicks? Megan Phelps Roper.
Right, Megan Phelps Roper was this. She was the one, I don't know if you remember this, but she was fighting online with Kevin Smith for a while.
On the Twitter, right?
Yeah, there was a Twitter war going back and forth when Kevin's film was coming out. And
wait, Megan Helps on Twitter. Megan Helps.
Her name is Megan Helps?
Megan Helps, yeah.
That's fucking funny. So she Megan took Phelps. A walk, and, you know, good for her, obviously. She's cut off from her family. But this is the weird thing about it. There's a part of me that feels really sad for Shirley.
Really?
Yeah, I can't help it. I must have some kind of fucking Stockholm syndrome. But just thinking that she and her daughter aren't going to be together anymore. Because I know as soon as the old man dies, they're all going to go back to being fucking normal.
Oh, Shirley's pretty hardcore.
You watch. When her dad dies, I think she's...
Good for Megan.
Yeah, I know. Good for Megan.
But in her statement, she put... Part of her statement was, where do I go from here?
Playboy.
Oh, they'd love it. Or Hustler. Get fucking raunchy.
Playboy pays better money, and they do the girls of the Westboro Baptist Church. And you know, you're going to get to see is some side bush.
It's their indoctrinated issue.
Overtop ass and tit. Tit through like a very sheer.
No slits.
No slit. It's Playboy.
What a tease.
It's so fucking painted that it ends up, everybody really ends up looking like a cartoon. And it's, everyone's Jessica Rabbit in Playboy.
Just pose fucking blow-up dolls next to each other. Write the names of the people on the forehead.
Wow. Look at Nancy Reagan. Yeah, I think it's a gigantic story. And I'm not going to lie to you. It's oddly sad. It's oddly sad. I did not expect to feel sad knowing their look. Because they all sang together. They were fun. Maybe we can find one of those, Hicks. Find one of the songs that they sang for us. Because they all used to be so great.
This puts a huge dent in church membership, too, because I think the entire congregation was just made up of family members.
They have a big family, and that's all they really want in. You don't see them going around trying to catch people. They just fucking say, look, all you are going to hell except for our family. That's why they're so tight. And so much travel in that family. I think it starts to wear on you after a while. They need a little more home time. Here's Dan. Dan, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Yeah, guys. Hey, the blue fish from Finding Nemo, that's Dory, no homo.
Oh, yeah, that is Dory.
Yes, but it's also Ellen DeGeneres. So, yes, some homosexual there.
You're starting to start, your thing is going to be some homo? That could be a fucking good bit. Like, if it just seemed like a little bit of homo, we could start and say, some homo.
Just to put a little seed of doubt in some people's minds that think, maybe I'm not, maybe I am a little bit on the homosexual side.
All right, so it's hashtag some homo. So remember that. If you try to get it going, you know, like if you want to say, hey, that Brad Pitt's a good-looking dude, hashtag some homo. Or, I think it's okay for guys to sit next to each other in a movie, hashtag some homo.
I have a subscription to Details Magazine, some homo.
Hashtag some homo, dude.
Hashtag some homo.
No, I didn't know the Details was considered homo.
I thought that was the gay magazine, gay men's magazine.
No. It's like a men's fashion magazine, which is, when you think about it, hashtag some homo.
Some homo.
Like, does my hair look okay? Hashtag some homo. Maybe that's a hashtag that we can be getting going today. You know what I mean? Getting that thing happening. Like, I'm going out for new shoes. Hashtag some homo. 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. My thing is, I love to hear Dave and Chris's podcasts. Hashtag some homo.
That definitely fits.
Why is that some homo?
Well, you know, because you guys are constantly talking about cumsies and shitties. And well,
you're joined at the hip.
There is a lot of cum talk. Some homo. Hashtag some homo.
You got to say hashtag.
Hashtag some homo. It's a hashtag.
If you don't say hashtag, it won't trend. It's not going to trend without that. So that's an easy way. Like, here's what I get to, I get together with my buddies and watch romantic comedies. Hashtag some homo. And it could be that easy.
And it makes perfect sense. Maybe you're not in a full commitment to the homosexuality.
You're just some homo. Or you're fucking worried about yourself. Frank, in Texas, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie. I just want to say Fez is on fire today. He's already sprayed one in Pepper's face, and now he's got
some homo.
You got a hashtag some homo. But see, that's the thing. It's got to have the timing that even Frank noticing Fez's behavior is a hashtag some homo. And that's how we stay on that, Chris.
Oh, yeah.
That's how we hashtag shit till they start trending.
And the trend is just the best. I love a Twitter trend.
It's got to be there because the trend should be trending. That's how you find out if you've started a trend if you get a hashtag going. And that's all I've ever wanted to do.
Love it. Just the hashtag is the most important part.
It is.
Because then everyone can get it on it. On hashtag some homo.
All right, hold on. Martin's got a spy report for us. You're on the Run the Fez show. Real quick.
Hey, Ronnie.
Yeah, what do you got?
Hey, Ronnie, I got the info on that cop killer.
Give me the cop killer.
That guy's actually, the guy that killed those cops, Chase, that guy's actually a former LAPD cop himself. He's a disgruntled, ex-employee. I guess he posted a complaint against his training officer, and he felt that they fired him, and, you know, because he complained.
So the cop killer is a cop?
He's a cop. He's a former cop.
Jesus Christ, this is like a fucking TV show.
Fucking Training Day, dude. This is nuts.
Here's Rob. Rob, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, buddies. I have suede Gucci loafers that I'm afraid to wear in the rain. Hashtag some homo.
All right, see, that's what we're talking about. I'm going to read some of these now already. David Trainey has got, drop your cat off at Niagara Falls, never to be seen again. Hashtag some homo. Tickets to the high school girls basketball game. Hashtag some homo. I've stroked Pepper Centaur main. Hashtag some homo. See, it's that simple to get the some homo going.
Off-putting.
Damn. Bradley Cooper looked good in The Hangover. Hashtag some homo. I'm really uncomfortable with this tweet. Hashtag some homo. BFF and I have matching bicycles. Hashtag some homo. Don't visit friends when they're in a hospital. Shit. Oh, hashtag some homo.
Oh, no.
Pepper Hicks has gorgeous haunches. Hashtag some homo.
Thank you.
For sure.
I occasionally enjoy eating a half slice of pizza. Hashtag some homo. These are fucking what we're talking about here. I like looking at the Victoria's Secret catalog. Hashtag some homo.
All it takes is a little dash of homo for it to be hashtag some homo.
I want to bump into you in a gas station bathroom. Hashtag some homo. And that was sent to Jim Norton. I farted sitting down and went forward into my balls. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, my God.
I spent way too much time in Bed Bath & Beyond. Hashtag some homo. I think I'll go buy Titanic on Blu-ray. Hashtag some homo. See, these are great. And some homos are going to be out there and they're going to love this.
Oh, this is going to be adopted by the community.
I hope so.
It's inclusive.
After wiping... when wiping after a duty, it's important to get in there. Hashtag some homo.
That's good advice, too. I'm not sure.
Here's one that I really love. I can't go to the Jeff Magnum show because I'm scared to gallop in the snow. Hashtag some homo.
Jeff Mangum is scared to gallop. Wait, walk into the fucking theater.
I don't support freedom of speech. Hashtag some homo on the radio. Hicks, I have a subscription to Details Magazine. Hashtag some homo. That comes from Pepper Quotes. Huh. Back when you used to fucking dress up a little bit in that one picture.
That was Dave's wedding. The one time.
You're a beautiful man.
Thanks.
Hashtag some homo.
Good. Thank God.
Brian and Philly, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, I saw a groundhog up in a tree. Hashtag some homo.
It's true. Lance, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
They live in them.
I have an Old Bay shirt and still take Molly. Hashtag some homo.
Look, those little things are really cool, okay?
Why can't you embrace the some homo thing? You can't fight this.
Don't throw off the hashtag.
Greg in Miami, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
I enjoy wearing brown shoes, but only light brown shoes. Hashtag some homo.
These are nice. These are nice. I hold up in the West Village like a hobbit. Hashtag some homo. I got a tingle during the GoDaddy commercial and I'm a girl. Hashtag some homo. I was tied with duct tape in the O&A studio and bare bottom spanked. Hashtag some homo.
Foul?
I know he was on Twitter.
Whenever I see Pepper Hicks, I think, boy, that's hashtag some homo.
That's not nice.
I lock up unless the conversation is about gay news. Hashtag some homo. I invited a woman home for Christmas and told my family she was my girlfriend without telling her. Hashtag some homo.
Awful.
I'm marrying a 60-year-old virgin at the Hard Rock. Hashtag some homo. Pepper asked me to hold his hair back when he puked on the subway. Hashtag some homo.
It was tied back. I didn't have anyone.
I wasn't completely repulsed by the Calvin Klein underwear ad. Hashtag some homo. Bought a pair of jeans at Express for Men. Hashtag some homo. Ron and Fez just created the greatest hashtag. Hashtag some homo. I'll say I'm gay, but do nothing to prove it. Hashtag some homo. I'm going to be honest. I really enjoyed Thelma and Louise. Hashtag some homo. Hey, I enjoyed Thelma and Louise. Does that make me a hashtag some homo?
The hashtag's out there now.
If you only like the Brad Pitt parts.
Mark, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Yo, Chris, I got tickets to that show this weekend and a four-wheel drive vehicle. So if you want, I could give you a ride. Hashtag some homo.
Steve and Callie, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
His number.
This Steve?
Yeah.
Now, sorry about that. Sometimes I catch myself singing songs from South Pacific. Hashtag some homo.
Gonna wash that man right out of my hair. Jason in Missouri, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, I like repeating what Ron says and being his parakeet. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, shit, Chris!
Bring it, cunt face. Hashtag some homo.
You do. You parakeet a lot of the shit that I say.
When? When do I parakeet a lot of shit that you say?
When Fez is locked up.
Never.
Bob in Illinois, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Yeah, I just beat up a guy who gave me a blowjob in a bathroom. Hashtag some homo.
That's actually a character on Shameless, this young kid. He fucking does gay shit and then beats the gays up. Because he doesn't like facts.
It's like Boogie Nights.
Yeah, it's like what Fez is afraid of dating life. Kevin, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Yeah, some homos love lettuce wrap. Hashtag some homo.
866 Ron Zero Fez. I don't even remember that lettuce wrap thing, but it sure seems to have wheels. It took me 3 years to fix a broken window in my apartment. Hashtag some homo.
That's just lazy and reckless.
That's Queen Elizabeth all over you.
Don't get off.
She
it,
fucking
lady.
Owns you.
Nobody owns me. I'm my own man. Fuck that.
Sometimes I tune out my husband when he talks about his feelings. Hashtag some homo. Boom. Sarah all over her own old man. I would blow a centaur if it was on the radio. Hashtag some homo.
Weird.
I only talk on my radio show during live reads and sissy topics. Hashtag some homo. This is Fez's time of the year because with Valentine's Day coming up, just nothing but live reads. I blew three guys on Grindr, but only really enjoyed two of them. Hashtag some homo.
It's a good definition of it.
I just got excited because my tweet got read on the air. Hashtag some homo. Congratulations, Dan Dice. I'm a centaur who always agrees with Ron. Hashtag some homo.
Never agree with
anybody. You seriously agree with me too much and you parakeet. And it's starting to become a thrill. Everyone's getting it now.
I think everyone's getting some fucking bullshit in their face. Jesus Christ.
Guess who wrestled with his thoughts and lost?
Me. Hashtag some homo.
Ryan, you're on the Run of Fed show.
Yeah, how about I want to bend my dick to my ass, hashtag some homo.
I don't know. That song seems to be catching on.
Love it.
Cody, Houston, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie. I got my own sports show, but I still can't pick a winner of a football game, hashtag some homo.
Oh, who can? Every fucking analyst is no shit. Come on, people.
You do make a lot of mistakes.
Oh, God, yeah. I'm terrible.
Ron Bennington finds Derek Jeter attractive. Hashtag some homo. I'm sad because he is fucking attractive. I overinflate my Three's Company trivia knowledge. Hashtag some homo. Not Sam is way too comfortable with the phallic mic in his face. Hashtag some homo. I always make sure that the bird feeders are filled with seed. Hashtag some homo. Robert, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I listened to the end of Opie and Anthony today and didn't change the channel. Hashtag some homo.
I farted myself awake at Ron's place once. Hashtag some homo. I got a date by running my car into a cyclist. Hashtag some homo. I don't think blueberry is a standalone fruit. Hashtag some homo. I just watched hashtag some homo buy a homeless guy lunch. I host a radio show with a fake gay co-host. Hashtag some homo. John, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, in college, me and my buddies used to suck each other's dicks in the quad. Hashtag some homo.
That does seem like a little homo. Tom in Long Island, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, it's okay. I wear my employees at work wear a size small shirt. Some homo.
That would qualify.
I'll get my mother to steal Ron's umbrella after I kill father. Hashtag some homo. I walk with hooves smart. And smoke Marlboro Reds. Hashtag some homo.
Why would there be some homo there?
Hashtag. I'm a highly paid radio host who rarely speaks on the radio. Hashtag some homo. I have a gay business partner who has no idea I hate him. Hashtag some homo. Oh, he knows. I explained it after the show yesterday. I got tickets for the season opener of the New York Liberty. Who wants in? Hashtag some homo. By the way, you'll never see any gay guys there, but gay women are just aplenty. I flew out to California to see the love of my life marry another man. Hashtag some homo.
I don't know if some is needed there.
My dad died on my futon when he found out I was hashtag some homo. I think some of these are too inside. I mean, we really do want to open them up to the Twitter universe.
People got to get the idea.
Justin, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Yeah.
All right. I like the party in the meatpacking district. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, boy. Too bad that they don't pack enough meat down there anymore. Greg, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, there's seven dicks in my ass, and there's always room for eight. Hashtag some homo.
Pepper can't think without Ronnie. Hashtag some homo.
I think all the time.
Me and my buddies used to play Ookie Cookie. Hashtag some homo.
No.
I cough, wheeze, and whinny curses on a radio show. Hashtag some homo. Some of these are just kind of mean and really, really exact.
No.
Yes, I blew him, but how else was I supposed to get home? Hashtag some homo. Pepper Barrett can't think without Rowdy. Retweet it.
I think plenty.
Do you?
Yeah, I just didn't sleep last night.
I don't listen to any music with distorted guitars. Hashtag some homo. My girlfriend broke my nose so that I could get a nose job. Hashtag some homo. I let listeners buy my Marlboro Reds and can't walk without coughing. Hashtag some homo.
That's fucking straight as a motherfucker right there.
My dad used to give me chicken livers. Like, hashtag some homo. I've got a gay cousin. He's a great dude. My family has hashtag some homo in it. I think the Russell Crowe looking centaur sitting next to me is hot. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, no.
You look like Russell Crowe.
Thank you. I gotta go.
Master Commander version.
What?
I'm gonna keep on typing like I'm busy, but Matt the intern will still get more fucking wire stories up than me. Hashtag some homo.
Matt Strong.
Oh, I do like the name Matt Strong. Hashtag some homo. Chris, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
I get nervous around Mo Rocca. Hashtag some homo.
It's quite easy to.
I think a centerpiece is great enough gift to lie about. Hashtag some homo. This is good. I let Liz Set Fire produce my show while I'm doing poppers. Hashtag some homo.
She's not a producer.
I host a radio show with one in the closet, one out. Hashtag some homo. I rock third mic on a radio with my name on it. Hashtag some homo. I got pissy-eyed at the end of Cider House Rules. Hashtag some homo. I punched a retard and felt like Rocky. Hashtag some homo. I can't find a nice clutch to match my hooves. Hashtag some homo.
What? I don't even know what a clutch is.
It's like a little purse. Hashtag some homo. God damn it. It's really hard to fall into. I've been approved to run in the Derby, but can't swing my arms. Hashtag no homo. I used to bring my lunch to work in a giant shopping bag like Opie. Hashtag some homo. I have half pepperonis on my half slice of pizza. Hashtag some homo. This is good. I can't hum or pray without making everyone around me laugh. Hashtag some homo.
It hurts. Because I try my best.
You're kind of not a person when you think about it.
I'm a fucking deafful person.
Really?
I
then hum and pray.
Hum a prayer?
Yeah.
How's the Virgin Mary one go?
How's the Virgin Mary one go?
I can't remember what the name of the actual prayers are.
So you just call it the Virgin Mary one?
Well, she shows up in it, doesn't she?
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Is that part
help
of it?
Him. Help him. She should honestly have horns coming out of the top of your head. Sean, you're on the Run of Fez show.
My best friend convinced me to marry a 60-year-old virgin, even though I'm hashtag some homo.
Ed, Michigan, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I like big butts. Hashtag some homo.
Rich Yonkers, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I'm driving to a rub and tug, and I'm excited about getting my asshole tickled. Hashtag some homo.
That's too bad you blew it. You fucking blew it, dude. It would have been great. I went to Florida once a million years ago, but bring it up like I lived in Fort Lauderdale. Hashtag some homo.
Give me a break. Went there twice.
Some homo. Hashtag some homo.
Thank you.
I don't know about you, but professional wrestling definitely feels like hashtag some homo. I take half a lemon in my Diet Coke. Hashtag some homo. I'm going to cry because my concert got canceled. Hashtag some homo.
I didn't cry. I'm just annoyed.
I have long, luxurious hair, but don't wash my jeans. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, please. Who washes their jeans?
But you fucking go through your hair constantly.
Oh, yeah. You got to keep it fucking.
Your hair sparkles.
Yeah. I got to condition that shit.
If I had a name for you, it'd be diamond hair.
Hashtag some homo?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay.
Oh. I'm really proud of Fez, too, because he managed now to embrace the name homo after all this time.
Well, I think this is actually bringing people together on something. I find no homo offensive. Hashtag some homo. I see where that everybody's embracing a little bit of the homosexual in themselves.
Homo. Just say homo. Don't say sexual, because that's like a downer.
Some of the homo in themselves.
That's great. Now say faggot.
No, I can't. I'm not there yet.
You're getting closer, though. Jamie, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I shower on a bench. Hashtag some homo.
Maybe someday he'll take a shower with shower bench. Ian, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Yeah, I'm too old to handle Molly and don't realize it. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, I can handle everything.
Bragg in Ohio, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hashtag some homo.
I love $2,000 sunglasses. Hashtag no homo.
Oh, Mike! Actually, his sunglasses were $3,000. I wept like a baby when I couldn't get a Bloomin' Onion. Hashtag some homo.
I was disappointed. I didn't cry.
I'm a drunk mouth breather who wishes it was the Ron and Centaur show. Hashtag some homo.
I breathe through my nose.
No one even meant it was you. Why did you assume?
The drunk thing. That's what they like to throw on my face. I like to enjoy a cocktail every now and then.
I'm dead weight on my radio partner's back. Hashtag some homo. I collect millions and do nothing for it. Hashtag some homo. Frankly, I'd prefer if Mr. Clean was shirtless. Hashtag some homo.
That's such a great idea.
What? Mm. Sexy Mr. Clean.
He's already in that t-shirt that's too small for him.
I never realized what he was wearing until you went and put that picture up.
He's got the
pirate. In the old days, wasn't he shirtless?
I don't think so. I think he's always been with the white slacks and the white t-shirt.
That seems kind of homo. I mean, if you're not selling ice cream. Oh, by the way, using the word slacks, I think, is homo.
What about trousers?
Hashtag some homo.
I do think trousers is probably also homo. I think you're pretty locked into pants and nothing else. And I think when we went from saying dungarees to jeans, the entire country went a little homo on that.
For the dungarees?
Yeah, I think it's more of a cowboy thing to say. Please turn that music off. It just can't be the same loop over and over. Like, I like using music, but why wouldn't we have a bunch to fucking go back and forth into?
Original Mr. Clean, same look.
Weird.
He's holding the baby.
Yeah.
Hashtag some homo.
That's his baby, though, so hashtag no homo.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe he was like a kidnapper.
Mark, you're on the Run of Fez show.
That's all I got. Hashtag some homo.
Roach, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I like to eat my Bloomin' Onions out of a feed bag because I'm hashtag some homo.
What? That'd be sloppy. Why would you try to do that?
Chuck, you're on the Run of Fez show. Chuck. Lost you. Here's Mike. You're on the Run and Fez show.
Yeah, less of this guy Chris and more Fez. Hashtag some homo.
I don't know what to tell you.
I loved when Trey sang Ooh Child on Jimmy Fallon. Hashtag some homo.
It was sad. It was right after the goddamn hurricane.
This guy just said, my girl said that the last pic I sent her was cute. Hashtag some homo. I like that one. I like to hum songs and clap my hooves on the internet. Hashtag some homo. I want Ron to ride around Astoria on my back. Hashtag some homo.
What?
See, I do think, like, if you did have a centaur friend, yeah, you can't ride him.
All right, well, what if it was, like, in, like, extreme circumstances? You'd have to, but otherwise.
It's almost like being carried like a baby. Like, if a guy picked you up and ran with you.
Thanks, man.
In his arms, that would be fucking gay.
Hashtag some homo.
I'm the only person with a Tampa Bay Lightning tattoo. Hashtag some homo. I can't seem to get my aim right in the toilet when I urinate. Hashtag some homo. I want a cross dress and a nice pantsuit. Hashtag some homo. I created my own special cupcake for Molly's. Hashtag some homo. Hey, Medina Moore, you want a radio war? I'm the guy to start it with.
Bring it.
I didn't even think of that, having your own cupcake. Oh. I ruined perfectly good jeans to make inappropriately short shorts. And I like vitamin water. Hashtag some homo. I have a bed skirt that matches my duvet. Hashtag some homo.
Why wouldn't you?
Fez, don't act like we haven't seen your... Well, I haven't seen his fucking place in years. He made me stand out front.
Wait, the new place, no one's been inside besides Paul O.
I think it probably looks like his office. Just a fucking clown mess.
I think it's starting to look better. Got rid of a bunch of the boxes.
You want me to go up there and check it now?
Give me a few minutes.
Yeah, exactly. You made a great video, bashing homophobes never gets old. So, hashtag some homo. I live in New York, but still consider Bloomin' Onion gourmet dining. Hashtag some homo.
I know it's not gourmet, but it does taste good.
I got a friend a Christmas gift he will not speak of. Hashtag some homo. I like British cigarettes as much as Marlboro Reds. Hashtag some homo.
Same thing, man.
Oh, God. These are fucking cracking me up today.
Blowing up is some homo. Hashtag.
Up on the iBang today, there's another one of those honest trailers of Skyfall. I would honestly think about not putting out a fucking movie now because of that.
They love fucking people.
There's also a great video where Beyonce quotes Sweet Brown.
Perfect.
The weirdness of this high school recruit signing hijacked by his mom is up, too. And we'll keep reading your hashtags, no homo, throughout the show today. Hashtag some homo is definitely trending. The auto spammers have picked up on it.
Yeah.
What's that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Like an auto spammer, just like a bullshit Twitter account that there's some program running, will grab anything trending, and then they'll throw the trending hashtag into their tweet so that their so people will see their accounts show up.
Ah! I don't even fucking know about this.
Yeah, it's just...
So if you're trying to follow one of those things, an ad will just pop up in there because these guys... Grab the trends.
Mm-hmm. They'll just fucking look for whatever's trending. Auto fucking tweet out the trend with their bullshit.
Spammers fuck up everything the second it happens.
Oh yeah, that's just it's the biggest scumbag thing on the internet.
I have a fiance in Niagara Falls, Ontario, Canada. Hashtag some homo. Hicks humming sounds just like orgasms to me. Hashtag some homo.
I'm not coming. So.
I wore work boots in the gay pride parade. Hashtag some homo. I don't understand that midgets are also humans. Hashtag some homo. I cried at the end of the movie My Girl. Hashtag some homo. That is fucking rough. I drink White Russian out of a wine glass. Hashtag some homo. Riding through a story on a centaur with no name. Hashtag some homo. I still have problems with the name of the Lemon family biographies. Hashtag some homo. Man, I like old references like that.
Well, it's official. Some homo's trending in the United States.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Woo! Yeah.
Nice work.
We trend, we trend, we trend, we trend. Trend, 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 trend. Fucking stupid.
I love it. I'll pound it against this fucking flat.
What?
I'm going to screen cap this.
Why?
For posterity.
For your own thing? People that don't listen to the iBang are really confused about the hashtag some homo on my feed. When's the new season of Big Love coming out? Hashtag some homo. Man, I love those fruity alcoholic drinks. Hashtag some homo. Sometimes I'll listen to old hideout episodes. Hashtag some homo. I miss Ron throwing a cowbell at my head. Hashtag some homo. God, I used to throw a lot of cowbell, didn't I?
A lot of cowbells.
When Mighty Horse rocks, he rocks the D-sippers. Hashtag some homo. Vinny in Tampa, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Are those icicles on your mustache, or did you just blow a seal? Hashtag some homo.
That's a fucking great gay joke, Fez. You got to use that in a bar when you go in. I like when we trend because then people who don't listen to us.
They get on it, man.
Yeah. And then they try to figure out what the fuck is going on with the some homo.
Well, good luck. Just get out there, everybody.
Yeah, just keep fucking doing it. Keep the trend going. I plan on taking Patty from behind while she wears a ball cap. Hashtag some homo. Oh. I get a semi while watching Brokeback Mountain. I am. Hashtag some homo. Did you ever jack the Brokeback Fruit Real Fest?
Yes.
Isn't that too sad, though?
It gets sad. I jerked when they were still in the very lovey-dovey stage of their...
But you know what's coming. It's like jacking off the Titanic when you know that Jack is going to die. It would be terrible.
It's incredibly sad at the end.
What part? When the girlfriend finds out? She's all fucking... He's like, I have two kids, you fucker. You're going around blowing and sucking that other guy. lived a lie.
When Ennis finds out that Jack got killed, and then the very last scene with the two shirts intertwined.
Oh, that part.
Hmm? Oh, yeah, at the end he was just sniffing his old underwear, remember that? He went in his closet, he found his old underwear, and he was just...
It was shirts.
Just stamp the fucking hashtag some homo in that scene.
Bob, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Yeah, Ron. Opie's peachy handle is diamond dust. Hashtag some homo.
I use cute in context regularly in conversation. Hashtag some homo. Not all gays are pedos, but all pedos are gays. Hashtag some homo. Helping my teacher with interior arrangements. Hashtag some homo. Whoa, some hashtag some homos trending in the U.S. Celebrate with a half slice. Here's what it just says. I really want to figure out what this hashtag some homo thing is all about. A radio show using the word homo is starting a trending topic. Hashtag some homo. I can't wait for the new Star Wars movies. Hashtag some homo. Hashtag some homo is trending. These are the kinds of things that want to make me delete my Twitter account. Hashtag seriously. Hashtag grow up. That's from Emily.
Emily, fucking get with the times.
Emily's very uptight.
I have imaginary conversations with Ron Bennington while I'm in the shower. Hashtag some homo. I think it would only be some homo if you were thinking that I was in the shower with you. Why is some homo, hashtag some homo trending? Hashtag some homo is trending? I cannot believe this. OMG.
Oh, come on.
I need to end all my texts with a winky face. Hashtag some homo. Check out Ron and Fez if you like the hashtag some homo tag, you savages. I'm a narcissist who only speaks when someone gets me angry. Hashtag some homo. I play college football and pretend I got catfished. Hashtag some homo. I bought laundry detergent that smells like summer breeze. Why is hashtag some homo trending? The question you should ask is, why hasn't it happened sooner? I think Pepper looks like a young Russell Crowe. Hashtag some homo.
No.
I have hair like a crow and crashed and hashtag like some homo, whatever Opie Radio speaks. Poor Sam. Hashtag some homo shot up a movie theater, so I threw out my comics. Well, he never did. He never even brought his comics in.
Well, the actual collection, like all the memorabilia.
It never happened. And now he's just typing instead of being on the show.
Hashtag some homo.
How come you never brought your comics in?
Well, I still have to dig them out from where they're at.
Your asshole?
How do you fit them in there?
Hashtag some homo is trending. Why isn't hashtag grow the fuck up trending? Hashtag some homo is probably my favorite trend yet. No, they get mad at us because we're shock jocking today. My name is Diamond Hair. I have hooves and I attend Renaissance fairs regularly. Hashtag some homo.
Never been to a Renaissance fair.
Ron just read my hashtag and I totally got the tingles. Hashtag some homo. These are fucking great.
And they're nonstop, man.
Well, you know, it's great just to fucking find yourself hashtagging some homo. Maybe occasionally we'll think of the worst possible things that we could hashtag. Rocco, you're on Fez. Rocco.
Yo, I watch Full House reruns to look at Uncle Jesse. Hashtag some homo.
Rob, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, I wanted to bang Roy Hamptons, but he was straight. Some homo.
Luke, you're on the Run of Fez show.
One time I took another man's hair and pasted it all over my face, and I enjoyed it. Hashtag some homo.
Alex, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hello again. Hello. Hashtag some homo.
Zero, man, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I miss the nature boy. Hashtag some homo.
John, what do you got, buddy?
I spent more than one night at the Roxbury. Hashtag no homo.
Kevin, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Cookie. Hashtag from homo.
Pat, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I'd rather buy drugs and alcohol than pay my bills. Hashtag some homo.
All the most of the bills get paid. It's not on time.
I watch Brokeback Mountain for the horses. Hashtag some homo. Hashtag centaur.
Weird.
Fez has to dig his comic books, which is right next to Skippy's grave. Hashtag some homo.
Oh, no, Skippy.
Aku won't let me hang with them because I'm hashtag some homo. It's hilarious that the people that don't get hashtag some homo bit are offended.
Please.
I aggressively mouthed gaga and cried while holding a microphone at a music.
Holy shit.
Hashtag some homo. Who was that musical guest?
Oh, it was an actress. It was, hold on, I'll get the name in a second.
That was the worst thing that ever happened. I'm thinking about buying a timeshare in Vermont. Hashtag some homo.
Jill Hennessy. She had her guitar with her.
Thanks to some homo named Fez who came up with hashtag some homo. People who don't create hashtags like hashtag some homo. Damn, how far we done fell. I know we're on Twitter, but have some glass. Fez, you're losing the gay vote on this. Gays are getting upset about hashtag some homo that you've been promoting.
See, that's just not understanding what it's all about.
How would you explain it to people?
I would explain it that, to me, no homo is always offensive. Where it's saying something bad is
gay. I bought a
gay.
Stolen air conditioner unit, leave it up year-round, hashtag some homo.
Why is that gay? It's a fucking good goddamn deal.
I want to go home to sing along with musicals, hashtag some homo.
This is showing that everyone has some homo in them, that we're all not so different from each other.
Why hasn't Chris Cornell won Sexiest Man of the Year yet? Hashtag some homo. A lot of people like the Chris Cornell's looks, huh?
I guess.
They just crazy about him.
That's kind of scary here.
The ladies loves him.
He depends on the mustache. Buffett style.
I really enjoy the Pitch Perfect. Watched it twice in one day. Hashtag some homo. We're here. We're queer. We will not disappear. Hashtag some homo. Thank you. I have a feed bag and rock the blue blockers. Hashtag some homo.
That blue blocker's broke.
I thought you gave them away. To another man, hashtag some homo.
That is hashtag some homo. I agree.
I've done an interview for Cigar Magazine, hashtag some homo. Only hashtag some homo goes to Florida every vacation for 42 years. Hashtag some homo is trending in the United States. Proud to be an American?
Yes, actually I am.
More than ever.
These are gays that are mad, though, Fez.
They're just not understanding it.
Hashtag some homo radio personality claims to be hashtag some homo, but won't participate in hashtag some homo activities. I'm hoping this bit continues to the end of the show. Hashtag some homo.
This thing ain't slowing down, that's for sure.
I am an executive producer on the ONA show named Travis. Hashtag some homo. We should restrict soda purchases and not allow people to smoke outdoors in Times Square. Hashtag some homo. Cigars and scotch always brings it back. Loving it, dude. Hashtag some homo. Hashtag some homo sitting on the other side of the room in economics. @JacobBalboa. They're just starting to call their friends some homo. They don't even fucking know what the bit is. This is two guys sitting in class now doing gay jokes about each other.
It's fucking, it's everywhere now. Next stop, the world.
Michelle writes, hashtag some homo and hashtag ass prod are trending. I'm sensing a theme here. A lot of Chris Cornell popping up all of a sudden.
Wow.
Sometimes I get Analog Man stuck in my head. Hashtag some homo. That is a fucking great song.
It's catchy.
No, you know what? Like, the first time we played, it was like as a joke. And then after a while, I'm like just fucking walking down. I'm an analog man.
Like a half hour straight. It was great.
It was fucking fantastic. I'm afraid to make a decision because decisions are hard. Hashtag some homo. I co-host a sports show and lost in fantasy football. Hashtag some homo.
Just a couple of facts. Can't be the only one.
My Avi was taken at Molly's NYC eating a homo cupcake. Hashtag some homo. I think just calling your pick an Avi is about as fucking hashtag some homo as you can get. Our buddy John, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Gays will not accept me. Hashtag some homo.
Why won't they accept you, Fez?
I think maybe it's just coming out too late. Where they look at me and they look at me with disdain. I'm uncomfortable because I don't know exactly my way around the gay bars and how to talk to people.
They're unaccepting then. They're not embracing.
No, I thought it would be a lot more embracing. I thought everybody would be in it together.
Why?
Just because from a shared experience of having come out.
Yeah, I think the shared experience that they have, you haven't done yet. Sexual experience. Aaron, you're on the Run and Fez show.
My favorite comedian is Nick Swartzen. Hashtag some homo.
That was uncomfortable. Willie, you're on the Run and Fez show. Willie.
I like to fuck my wife in the ass. Hashtag some homo.
He is gayer than anything Fez has done. So they just don't accept you, huh, Fez?
No, they don't. It's,
Then can I ask you an honest personal thing?
Sure.
Why do you defend them so much? Why are you always on the side of the gays when they've never been kind to you? Not even shown you the slightest bit of kindness.
Because it's still being on the side of equality and making sure people are treated the same.
Good, honest
I'm going to fight for them even if they won't talk to me.
Good, honest answer. And those are always the best. Chris.
Huh? Some random people are actually picking it up and getting it. This J-Doggy Dog says, I fell asleep to Usher radio last night. Hashtag some homo.
Nicknaming your website, the iBang. Hashtag some homo. I claim I'm a movie reviewer, but give nothing of substance. Hashtag some homo. I think gay rights make them more equal than everyone else. Hashtag some homo. Am I the only one who think hashtag dirt when they say hashtag some homo? Hi, my name is Chris, but you can call me Peppy Hicks. Hashtags.
Prefer Peppy Hamburger.
Hashtag some homo is trending. The first thing I thought of was at David Jennings and at Tony Davis 05 bromance. Ha ha. So it's really now being used to attack guys that are too close together.
And this guy, and some people are starting to just tweet it at Daniel Tosh.
I I think walking around Midtown in Manhattan in sweatpants and chain smoking Marlboro Reds is an acceptable lifestyle. Hashtag some homo.
Wearing jeans and sweatpants on.
Here's one that says, I love all the village people except for the Indian. Hashtag some homo. I feel like hashtag some homo is trending because that's how somebody Morgan lives their life. So they're now using it as a weapon to hurt their friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people that don't know us.
It's been trending for a while now in the United States.
Jake and I text a lot of heart symbols back and forth. Hashtag some homo. I've been compared to a fainting goat, and now I'm a vibe manager at the Hard Rock. Hashtag some homo. I moved into the village and didn't tell anyone. Hashtag some homo. Yeah, it was easier for Fez to come out as gay than it was for him to say that he moved to the village.
That's strange. It's just a...
I wanted to have a whole sex life set up and everything before I announced.
You didn't have a sex life?
No.
Man, there now Laugh or Die has just fucking retweeted. The things we do with for comedy. See you folks in Savannah. Hashtag some homo. So they now just think it's just a fun thing to hashtag.
It's now in the Twitter zeitgeist.
Nothing is safe from hashtag some homo. This is fucking great. It's amazing how nothing part of the LGBT rights movement ever trends, but this will. Hashtag some homo. So now the gay rights people are pissed that they can't ever get any of the gay rights trending, but things like hashtag some homo will.
This is exactly what you want trending. It's showing everyone's equal. Everyone's got some gay in them.
Believing that the Philadelphia Eagles will ever win a Super Bowl in your lifetime. Hashtag some homo. I will say this. I never believe they'll win. I never believe anything good will happen in sports. I go to gay bars and couldn't get laid if I had a $100 bill hanging out of my fly. Hashtag some homo. Now this guy just writes, this is Geek Things Podcast. My chick is at work and I'm home mopping the floor. Hashtag some homo. I bought my best friend a towel warmer and ashtray. Hashtag some homo. These are so fucking funny. Me and Blackface are starting up a podcast, y'all. Hashtag some homo. I guess there's no way Blackface is coming in tomorrow, right? In this fucking thing. Plus, we're going to be rerunning. They blew their shot.
It's rough. The Nick Basile Blackface Show.
How can I share experience if I haven't shared an experience? Hashtag some homo. If you are wearing jeans that are skinnier than a girl's jeans, hashtags, one, some homo. Radio host doesn't socialize in his free time, living in the village. Hashtag some homo. Works behind the counter at Guitar Center, but hates metal. Hashtag some homo. I don't own a TV, but have 3 ounces of weed for personal use in my apartment. Hashtag some homo.
Much rather have that than a television.
How's your Fresno holding up?
Gone. That's gone.
So you're waiting for the next fucking crop to come in?
I mean, yeah, that'd be nice. I'm not expecting anything, but if it comes through, I'll be happy about it, sure.
You seem to be friends with growers now, right?
Yeah. It's just I've sort of fallen into it.
So if any growers send you weed, you're always happy to get it?
Yeah.
And they have from 2 parts of the country now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. West Coast and northern middle of the country.
Northern middle of the country.
Mm-hmm. I don't want to give out any states. I don't want to blow anyone's shit.
These are fucking funny. Is it me or do you think Kenny Allen is adorable? Hashtag some homo. God, these are fucking great. Hashtag some homo named Liam Von Helm left the package for me at the front desk. I sobbed uncontrollably watching Simon Birch. Hashtag some homo. I will say this. The movie pissed me off, but A Prayer for Owen Meany. Niagara Falls, Frankie Angel. And Fez, he was an asexual, much like yourself.
I should totally check this out, just as a guide.
You want to be an asexual?
No, I mean, I'm having the biggest asexual wedding of all time.
Why don't you just have heterosex, then? Why wouldn't you just go for that?
I am not interested in heterosexual sex.
Or gay sex. Some people are really pissed about the fact that this is trending.
Why? It's great.
I guess they just don't get it. This is what you said, Fez. It's hard to be understood by the gays.
I think it's easy to understand, but people aren't getting it if they're offended by it.
People are getting it. It's the gays. You're more like a straight dude. You're like a straight dude who's been married for a long time and doesn't have sex. Except for you would have had to have sex at some point. You got Analog Man?
Yeah, I got some Analog Man.
Yeah, let's play it. I'm an analog girl and would like to get with you.
digital dream. It's not really there. It's all on the screen. Please forget who I am. I'm a little old man. Yeah, I'm a little old man. In a digital world, I'm gonna get me an analog girl who loves me for what I am. I'm a little old man. Yeah, I'm a little old man. In a digital world.
That's Joe Walsh, Analog Man. Something else we got obsessed with one day. Played a million times.
Grew on all of us.
Yeah, we love it. Did you ever see him on the Daryl Hall show?
I haven't seen them on Daryl's
fucking
house.
Great.
Does he do Analog Man?
Yeah, he does everything.
Awesome.
I mean, he's fucking funk. It's all the way through. And if you look back at Funk 49, he threw a hashtag in there, I believe. All right, the hashtag Some Homo is a big hit out there being picked up, but gays are not liking it, Fez. And you've said a million times gays don't like you.
Yeah, so this is another thing I guess we're at odds on.
When's the date that Fez came out? Do you remember, Fez?
It was February 24th, 2012.
Did you think with the press that you got last year, being written up in New York newspapers and online and stuff, didn't you think that you'd at least have one date within a year?
Yeah, I thought I would. I definitely thought I would.
Did you think you would have popped your ass, Jerry, by now?
Yes.
Damn. So this is a crushing failure for you.
It's a crushing failure. The one thing I pulled off from my goals was I was on a float in the Pride March.
The weird thing is most straight guys would not think of that as, you know, like, hey, I didn't get laid in this past year, but I did get into a float.
That
for
actually,
a hetero float.
I'd make him more depressed.
Like if you said to a guy, dude, you haven't gotten laid in a year? No, but I was in the St. Patrick's Day parade. So I feel like, you know.
Did you march?
I was on a corporate fucking float that I told him I'd give him plugs.
Why do you want me in that float so bad?
I don't know now. Frank and Philly, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hello?
Yeah, buddy. Go ahead, Frank.
Yeah, I only watch commercials during the Super Bowl. Hashtag no homo.
Frank and Philly, you're on the Run of Fez show.
I eat rock salt with my oysters. Hashtag some homo.
No, I haven't had a date in a year, but I did promote Coke products. Hashtag some homo. I have a feeling one day, Fez, you will say you're not gay because of the way you've been treated by them.
No, I will always be gay, and I will find a gay man who understands me.
I'm going to find a gay man who understands me.
In a digital world.
In a hetero world. It's like he woke up and the whole world turned hetero on him.
No.
Oh. Well, you try to get along with people and, you know, you see this stuff out there.
I can't believe Twitter's so pissed. Or at least some people on Twitter are so pissed. That,
the gay people are got pissed because they don't understand Fez. Gary. In Virginia, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Oh, how you doing, Ron? I think it's kind of odd that the whole gay community, thousands of people, don't like Fez. The common denominator here is Fez. Maybe the issue is him.
Well, to be totally honest, it's not so much that they don't like Fez, that they've just totally ignored him, which in some ways is even worse.
Well, he has to get out there and be proactive instead of reactive.
Well, the things I've done, like approaching people at OutQ, only to get shunned, trying to talk to people in bars, who weren't interested, giving out my phone number, not getting one back.
Huh.
Getting called ugly on a dance floor.
Who called you ugly?
It was like a little Filipino guy.
How do you say it?
Fuck that guy.
You know you're ugly, don't you?
You ugly. You ugly. Did that just shrink your dick?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's everything shrunk.
Baby dick.
Oh, no. Not a baby dick.
You ugly.
And this guy wasn't going to win any beauty pageants himself, so I don't know where he feels the right to go around criticizing other people's looks.
Did you say that to him?
No, he was gone that fast.
Why don't you chase him? Apparently the radio show that started this hashtag some homo thing has hashtag some homo as the co-host. Hashtag some homo roamed the vitamin water float during the gay parade but didn't get cumsies. Someone remind me to stop and get groceries. Hashtag some homo. Ezra Son said, I just had to check to see how many followers I lost. Hashtag some homo. Everyone forgot about the crush I had on Troy, except for me. Hashtag some homo. You said it was not Troy, right, Fizz?
No, it definitely was not Troy. Mm-hmm. Troy thought it was him, but it was not.
The weird thing about you, you live in the fucking village, right?
Mm-hmm.
Geek Things podcast jumped up and screamed when I read his name on the air. I hope he's screaming again right now. Geek Things podcast. I hope he's still screaming. Everybody in New York has some fucking story about when they turned around and got hit on in the village. Every straight guy. And you're a gay guy and it's never happened to you.
Never. Nope.
And the weird thing is most straight women have a story when they hit on a gay guy. In the village.
And they feel silly.
Yeah, but just look at the guy. He's put together. He's...
How can he be gay? He's so well-dressed. And
yeah. He seems so nice. He wanted to go to the museum. Tom, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ron. When are you finally going to admit that this was a really bad bit that you can't get under control? Fez is not gay.
I will admit that the Ron and Fez show is a very bad bit that I can't get under control. I have no problem admitting that. No. I admitted that to everybody after the show yesterday. But I think everyone came in with new energy today. A little spark in them. Well, I think I'm going to probably stop the trending and go to break. I put it off way past the point that you would any radio back because I'm like, We're trending.
Yeah, it's fucking great.
Fucking baby.
Have fun, yeah.
I know. For a minute, it seemed fun.
Oh, it was fun. Didn't seem it. It was.
Was it?
Yeah. Hell yeah. Fucking random people who had no idea what was going on, tweeting hashtag some homo. Yeah.
How many live reads does Fez have to do today?
Six.
See, that keeps me from wanting to do the break. I just want to push it back. Until he has to do six live reads in the same break to end the show. Have we locked the door on our next mast?
This is last day for Craig Robinson. Last day.
This is going to be fantastic. By the way, I'm doing the Rachel Dratch mask after the show. We'll be playing that tomorrow and this weekend?
Yes. It'll be a Dratch weekend.
Should be a lot of fun. Her book, Girl Walks Into a Bar, deals with a lot of the Fez problems, Fez.
Really?
Where she's living in New York and just can't find Mr. Right and gets knocked up at a point where she didn't think it was possible for her to get knocked up anymore. She was so old. She was 10 years younger than you are now. And she's like, it's not going to happen for me. You know?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an oldie. And then she got accidentally knocked up. So, very cringy, the book.
She should have been more careful.
But funny cringy.
Oh, okay.
But she didn't, she doesn't have a problem because, like, she was like, okay, this is cool.
Oh, nice.
You know, she's not like you. Like, the thought of it doesn't fucking frighten her and destroy her.
Go for that trash baby.
Aaron in Maine, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, buddies. This is one of the times I wish I didn't live in Maine and I had a little bit of culture. Are you going to go to the Basquiat opening tonight at the Gagosian?
This is the first time I'm hearing about it.
Yeah, it's on their website. I just checked it out. It looks awesome, dude. They got like 50-something pieces and reception, and you're the type of guy that'd swagger in there and make it happen for the rest of us.
I really would do it in a heartbeat. How long is it running, do you know?
Till April 6th, I believe.
It sounds like it sounds very fucking interesting.
Yeah, man, go check it out. I'm thinking about taking the trip down all the way from Maine. Just how many times am I going to get a chance to see that many works?
Well, you know, it's really weird because they tend to play, you know, all over the fucking world except for back here.
They're never going to come to Maine, that's for sure.
Well, you know, I'm sure sooner or later Boston is going to get something. I know you had that great Hockney thing up there a couple of years ago. All right.
Ronnie B., I appreciate it, man.
All right. I'm going to check it out. Thanks. All right. I got to stop the well, Rocky's got a good question for Fez before we move on. Go ahead, Rocky.
What's up, gentlemen? Fezzy, love you. Hashtag some homo.
Nice.
Would you even know if you were being hit on?
I would think so.
I don't know, because you never knew when women were hitting on you.
No, that's true.
And we used to have to point it out to you, and you would get very upset. Oh, and you didn't know when Dr. Steve's friend.
Oh, yeah. I went through that whole dinner without realizing that that was a gay setup.
And yet you were incredibly offended by that. And most, like, even a straight guy, even when you're not interested in a woman, you kind of dig the fact that you've been hit on. Although I will say this, there was a very pretty girl that was once interested in Chris Stanley, and he was violently angry about it.
Nah, not interested. I'm with my chick, that's it.
You went beyond that. You were like, what the fuck? That's crazy shit to say about people. She's trying to ruin my life. And this was a girl who, I will say this, low self-esteem, was ready to crawl for it.
Not interested.
Wanted to let you do whatever you want.
Yeah,
want to
no
take
thanks.
A fucking whiz on it? Go help yourself.
No, thank you.
Come in or asshole? That's your choice.
No, thanks.
A2M? Sure. Even if you want to stop at T's on the way. You don't want it.
No.
You're a one-man gal.
One-gal man.
He's a one-gallon man. Fucking gallon of Jack.
Oh, I love some of that right now.
Even though you said it's an open relationship where your chick can do whatever she wants.
No, not open.
I thought she's with a lot of guy dudes.
She has male friends, yeah, but...
A lot of male friends that she used to be in relationships with.
Some, yeah.
And that doesn't bother you?
No, I trust her.
God, that's great.
It is great.
That's fucking great. See that? That could be your life one day.
That sounds good.
And the thing about the other thing about Hicks that most people don't realize is when he wears a jacket, he goes out at night and he wears a jacket, he doesn't put his arms through the sleeves. He just lets them fold over his shoulders.
Classy.
And he smokes his cigarette from underneath like a Frenchman.
He gets some looks.
It should get some looks. Fez decides this, though. Anyone who's available to him, he doesn't like. What he's attracted to is straight Fez-hating men.
That says a lot.
It seems like what he doesn't want to do is have the follow-through. I know you got a lot of live reads to do, Fez.
Yeah, six today.
You're excited, huh? It's a Fez day. You got to put a lot of emphasis into them when you read?
It's a lot of strawberries and flowers today.
Strawberries and flowers.
Mm.
and razor blades.
I want the razor blades.
They're only a buck. You can get a billion razor blades for a dollar. How many do you get for a dollar, Fez?
I'm not sure now.
Okay. I know. You don't have your reading in front of you. Let me break. We come back. Let's talk about the most hated jocks in America, the most hated athletes in the world. It's the Ron and Fez Show.
The Opie Anthony Show. The Ron and Fez Show continues.
The Ron and Fez Show. It's a Some Homo Thursday. Hashtag Some Homo Thursday. That was really fucking funny. Forbes has put out the most hated athletes out there. Now, it's up on the iBang, and it's probably no surprise that the bicyclist Lance Armstrong is number one. But he's already been tied by a guy who hasn't played a professional down, Manti Te'o, for being duped
by a
dead girlfriend.
He's a fucking idiot and a liar, but I don't hate him.
At the very least, he's hashtag some homo.
Oh, yeah, that's probably less some.
Up on the iBank, I'm going to ask you guys before we even look into this.
Okay.
And do we got Matt today or is he out?
Matt's out grabbing something right now.
Jeez, why during the show? Think about it yourselves. Who is the athlete that you hate the most? You can put this up on the iBank too or give us a call at 866-RON-0-FEZ, 866-RON-0-FEZ. Lance Armstrong, well, let's face it, he deserves the list. Tiger Woods, people still mad at him for having sex outside of his marriage.
He cheated on his wife. There's no reason to hate him.
Now, this is one that's going to hurt you because he may be our favorite, Jay Cutler. And there's a story coming up on the iBang a little later on that Jay Cutler texted to his girlfriend, do you want to marry me? And later,
okay,
mailed her a diamond ring.
All right, this Jay Cutler is the greatest quarterback in the NFL today.
He is.
That is fucking hysterical.
There is, people do not get his sense of humor of I hate the world. But really, it's like if Larry David could fucking throw a football, Jay Cutler.
He is on this list.
Meta World Peace gets there, and I feel bad for that because that's more insanity than anything else.
He has like a bunch of therapists, right? Like he's all...
He has to constantly be followed around and looked at. Another one, it should always be a Yankee on the list. A-Rod makes it.
I kind of agree. I hated A-Rod for a long time. Now it's just sad because his hips are done.
Here's one, Michael Vick. Still, I mean, he hasn't killed a dog in years. Still hated. This one I don't follow, so I don't understand it, but Kurt Busch.
Really? Kurt Busch? The NASCAR?
Yeah, the racer.
I think he gets involved in a lot of fights.
Isn't that a good thing?
Unless he's fighting whoever you're cheering for in NASCAR. It just makes him look like a hothead.
Then he'd be fighting no one if he was fighting what... And then Kobe Bryant, and then Tony Romo has made the list. And see, Tony Romo might be there for me too, but not for any reason other than he's the quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. It's certainly nothing that Tony Romo has done, but I think it's healthy and good to hate the quarterback of the Cowboys. If you want to get in on this, go over to the iBang and feel like you can write in, or give us a call at 866-RON-0-FEZ, 866-RON-0-FEZ. What about for you, Hicks? Is there someone that you hate in sports?
Oh, Jesus. I really, really dislike Lennox Lewis. I fucking hated him.
How long has that been now? I mean, the guy hasn't had a fight in 10 years.
Yeah, but he was like the Mayweather of the heavyweights. I always felt he was a boring fighter. And
you came up with a good point. How come Mayweather isn't on this list? It goes to show you how little people pay attention to boxing anymore.
Boxing's done. And if you're going to prison, people care. He went to prison, people don't give a fuck at all. It's done.
I started some shit with Lennox Lewis at a press conference.
What?
I can't even remember. I'm going to be totally honest with you. It was a very dark time for me. And I think what happened is he showed up at someone else's press conference.
Wow.
And I don't remember what I said to him. It may have been a slur.
Oh, no.
Not of a racial kind, though.
All right.
But basically because of his accent.
Okay.
Fez, is there somebody that you hate in sports?
I hate Matty Ice. I hate the nickname. I hate watching him out on the field where it's supposed to be so great every year. This is your year. And then, no, you're not Matty Ice. I think it's the nickname that I hate more than Matt Ryan.
I will tell you the truth. I pay next to zero attention to the Falcons or Matty Ice. I may have not watched a full game of them until the playoffs, until the Seattle game. May have been the first time that I sat down and watched him. Because Chris talked about him all year.
Yeah.
Because he could really get the ball to the receivers. And I didn't even give that team a look. They had two great first halves in the game that I saw. They lack killer instinct. I think that you almost have to be a winner before you should be hated. And the guy, let's face it, Fez, he's not an elite.
He's a stupid hillbilly.
Now, I hate Romo, again, nothing for what he's done, but because I feel like that team gets too much heat for no apparent reason. 866-RON-0-FEZ. 866-RON-0-FEZ. Tony, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
O.J. Simpson.
I don't see him as an athlete anymore. It's like saying, what criminal do you hate?
It's over, man.
By the way, when the name Matty Ice comes up, I almost have to cock my head almost every single time before I think, oh, yeah, that's Matt Ryan. That's how little heat he has for me.
People love him.
I wish my own Matty Ice was here today. We send the wrong guy out shopping. And I don't know why we're shopping during the show.
Sometimes.
Here's Brooklyn Blowhard.
Hello, Ronnie B. Hello, Fez.
Hello, yeah. Blowhard.
Hey, Chris. I have like a long list of people all time that I hate, but lately, and I got to say, I respect his talent and his skill, but I just despise Tom Brady. I think it's probably jealousy because of his lifestyle with that beautiful woman, the winning, but I just cannot stand watching him being interviewed. I hate his Justin Bieber haircut. Everything about him sickens me.
You know what? I've been a fan, and I don't take away the guy's money or the fact that that gives you a beautiful woman. But I will admit, when I saw the house with the moat built around it, that crossed the fucking line for me where I'm like, dude, you really don't need a moat around your house. Here's our own Matty Ice. Matt?
Yes.
Is there an athlete that you hate?
Yeah, and it sucks now because he's a Yankee, but Kevin Youkilis.
Oh, see, that's the problem when you're a Yankees fan, that you will have fun hating people, and then they will come to you.
Yeah, it just part his attitude, partly as a Red Sox, part his just dumb batting stance.
But why would you hate anyone who is the AAA team for the Yankees? You should never hate anyone in Philadelphia or Boston, since all they do is feed people to your fucking franchise. Here's Chris. Chris, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Landon Donovan sucks.
Well, he's the greatest U.S. soccer player of all time.
No, he's not. He blows, and his voice is stupid.
He looks like Billy Crystal. What's there to hate?
I've never heard anyone say they hate Landon Donovan.
He's not loved.
Really?
Yeah, he's not loved. Well, he's one of those guys that he's a little too, I don't want to say cool in the sense that he thinks he's cool, but cold instead of cool. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
He's not a fired up guy. You don't see him playing with passion. And sports fans hate to see a guy who, when he's losing, doesn't show it. You know what I mean? Sports fans have a way. They want to see you in as much pain as they are. I mean, that G-baby look that he has makes you think that he thinks everything's okay.
I got someone else I hate. I hate Dwight Howard at this point because he fucking was going, saying he was going to the Nets for months, and then he's just dragging it out. Then out of nowhere goes
so
to the fucking Lakers.
Lucky he didn't go to the Nets. Feel happy he's not at the Nets.
I used to love Dwight also. Now I can't stand him.
Just the going back and forth on what team.
And by the
going,
way, that's
nuts.
A fucking a farm team for the Lakers. They farm their centers out to the Lakers. Kobe made the list because you have to hate Lakers and you have to hate Yankees. There's got to always be a Yankee or a Laker on that list.
But that interview with Stan Van Gundy where Dwight Howard walks in, that might be one of the funniest things I've ever seen.
It really is uncomfortable. And a lot of times I'll feel for the tall people that it does make you so freakish that you don't know how to act like everybody else. Let's go over here to Doug in Virginia. You're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, boys, I hate that fucking Ray Lewis. He makes everything about himself. And now he's claiming kickoff return, he did it by laying hands on that guy. It's just a fucking dick. I hate that guy.
Ray Lewis, beloved in his town of Baltimore, and hated by everybody else. Ray Lewis makes me nervous because it's a 24-hour-a-day, whether he's on the field or off the field, acts the same exact intensity. He's a strange man.
He's somewhat laying hands on a guy, and that's the reason he scored. He ran a kickoff back for a touchdown.
And then lay more hands. Then just constantly, you know, when they sit around and talk about defense, they gave up a lot of fucking points in that second half, but somehow they got over.
Somebody had to lay hands on him. The Niners weren't.
No.
Good one, Fez. That fucking joke was ripped from the headlines.
But Ray Lewis is someone who I think if he's on your team, you'd love him.
Yeah, I mean, that is true of almost all these guys.
I still hate Euclidus.
Yeah, but you haven't really had him play for you yet.
That's true.
If you start tearing it up.
That's true.
Yeah, if all of a sudden he's fucking, he gets hot, you're going to like, you know what? I used to hate this dude.
It's not so bad anymore.
Now I fucking love the shit out of him. When Ray Lewis was attempting to grab the mic after the Super Bowl, did you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Like, here, let me take the mic from you.
This is the Ray Lewis show.
And he's just fucking, he's got the mic with two hands because he knows that Ray Lewis could take it and start walking around the field talking about Jesus or whatever. That's just weird. Ruin the post game. Dan in Detroit, you're on the Ron and Fez show. Dan, let's go up here to Wayne in Chicago.
Hey, Ron. I just wanted to, LeBron, he's number one on my list.
LeBron would have probably been, if this list came out last year, he probably would have been, if not number one, close to it. This year, of course, he got the gold medal, and he got the MVP and the fucking championship. And what more can the guy do?
I'm very pro-LeBron, personally, because I know all Knicks fans hate him. You ask why, and it's because he went to a super team. But it's the same Knicks fans who, if he came here with Melo and Amari, they'd be, oh, super team in New York. This is the fucking best.
It's very strange that he didn't go to New York or L.A. It's very strange.
Friendship.
Yeah, it had a lot to do with friendship. I think the only hateable thing about him is not so much that he left Cleveland. It's that he grew up there and left. You know what I mean? Like, that's the thing. Yeah, he wasn't. It wasn't a thing of, oh, he grew up in Southern California, you know, put his time in Cleveland and then jumped. He grew up there. They knew him. They saw him play as a little kid. And I'm sorry. I know that we don't have slavery in this country, but it seems like you get attached to your hometown and the people get attached to you. And that's the only bad thing that he did, other than, and it takes us back to the thing that we were talking about, the soccer player. He makes it look like losing doesn't bother him. You like to see a guy, when he's not doing well, suffer a little bit.
Have some fire in him.
But, you know that there's some guys that just have a cooler personality. Yeah. Some guys, if you take a Jay Cutler, really don't give a fuck. People, don't think it's a big deal that he's a quarterback.
People hate Jay Cutler for that. They despise
Jay Cutler. But and he made the list, and the only reason is he doesn't give a shit. Aaron, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Yeah.
As much as I hate him, and as much as I love him as a good athlete he is that freaking Dolph Ziggler, dude. He's a show-off. But he's good, dude. But him being a show-off is just really upsets me, man. I just want to kill the guy.
Well, see, there's a lot of guys out there. It's one of the things about sports is there are people that you kind of love to hate. You know what I mean? It makes it kind of good for sport. Dan, you're on the run. Or let's go to Dan. Yeah, go ahead. You're in Ontario.
Hey, I don't know. I don't think there's any worse athlete than Sean Avery. Like, I'm not big in football and stuff, but hockey, he's such a tool.
Well, what is it about Avery that you really despise? Weird glasses?
The whole thing that he did with Brodeur, like getting up in his face and the whole glove in the face and the way he plays. Like, he's just a freaking brute. Like, he does his job, but
he's brash.
He's just a douche on skates.
Here's Scott in Philly. You're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie. Yeah. How about how much Philly hates Kobe? You know, he went to Lower Merion. And whenever he touches the ball, they boo the shit out of him.
Yeah, but they would have booed the shit out of him even if he played in Philly. You know what I mean?
You think so?
Yeah, they tend not to.
He was a hometown boy. If he had stayed here.
They turn on everybody until they retire. And they're like, hey, Barkley, come on back. You're the best. You know what I mean? They don't like you while you're playing.
They hate everybody, Philly fans.
They do. Point. And they believe justifiably so.
Like, there was a story a few years ago of the fan who turned around and made himself vomit on a 5-year-old girl just because he wanted to.
Well, the thing is, that little girl shouldn't even have been at the game.
But you don't put your fingers down your throat and make yourself vomit on a little girl for fun.
Was she in the Roman showers?
On the other side, though, I think that fan was from Jersey, from South Jersey. So that could have happened either way. Here's JW. You're on the Run and Fez show.
Yeah. Floyd Mayweather, Floyd Money Mayweather, when he got put in the slam, I laughed my rear end off. That guy sucks.
Everybody hates Floyd Mayweather. I like him because he takes pictures of stacks of money, let everybody know how he's doing. That's $1 million right there in my gym bag.
Floyd Money Mayweather.
Look at this, over the gym bag, $1 million, laid out on a private plane. Now, look what's on the tables, another $1 million.
Should that be in the bank, Floyd?
There's a story in Rolling Stones, I think, where it said that he goes to his favorite hibachi restaurant like 5 times a week, and if his favorite chef's not there, he'll pull out $10,000 in cash and say, call him in right now.
I would never be there. I would never be there.
He has just
turned.
He
has
money all the time.
I would be in a car around the block, just fucking sitting there with my cell phone. Hey, Mr. Mayweather! Look at him. Just pictures of money everywhere.
Fuck.
Rob, you're on the Run and Fez show. Rob, go ahead, buddy.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
I'm calling because I am a Yankee fan, and if I hear the name Alex Rodriguez mentioned again, I'm going to throw up. I can't take it anymore. He's such a knob of a human being. I can't explain my level of hatred for him. I can't. I just want him gone.
He does super steroids, though, which I – now, this is also happens with the Yankees fans. They get very excited when someone gets here. And then if they don't win them 80 goddamn championships, they turn on them. You actually hear people scream, you're no Babe Ruth. You're no Mickey Mantle. You're no Joe DiMaggio.
Don't they realize?
Those are the three greatest ballplayers of all time.
They're coming into a fucking team that has a – goddamn tradition of winning. Don't they realize they gotta be better than that?
They have a tradition of buying fucking championships.
I was pissed with Randy Johnson. That guy fucking fell apart.
You wait till you got him at 39.
I love Randy Johnson.
The guy, because you're like, hey, he's been the best fucking pitcher for 20 years. Let's bring him in now. He had a fucking lump on his elbow. It looked like a kneecap.
Oh, 6'11 with joint problems.
Griffin, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, Ron, fucking I hate Brett Favre. In Chicago, he used to own us. And then toward the end of his career with that crazy shit on ESPN, when he's coming back and forth, I just fucking hate him.
Yeah, people, see, a lot of times you will hate guys because they beat you up so bad.
Yeah.
You know? But that should be respect. Respect. Here's our, by the way, somebody wrote up on the, some homo. And this, Joshua Sean wrote this. The dude who came up with this trend, not cool.
Come on.
I'll teach you, Fez. You're never going to be accepted. Grant in Philly, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Ronnie, Donovan McNabb, number 5, still hasn't retired. He's worthless. No teams want him. And he's just trying to hang in there, thinking he still has a career.
Well, he's still in the NFL Network, but he still acts like he will play. The other Donovan was another guy. You don't see him sweat, and he's not crushed when he loses.
Right.
He's a very good ball player that some people got confused with a great ball player. It happens. People expect more out of their sports stars than they expect out of their presidents, their senators, their boss. They expect more. Could you imagine if they expected out of the radio host what they expect out of a sports star? It would be phenomenal, the pressure that you're playing under.
It depends where you are also, because I was in Pittsburgh. As long as the team did not lose by 6 runs a game, the fans were happy in Pittsburgh, the Pirates.
See, I grew up at Phillies games. And I remember booing Mike Schmidt and being taught, yes, this Hall of Famer blows. He went 3 for 4, but the fourth time he didn't fucking hit it. And that's when we really wanted him to.
He's the worst player in the league.
He's fucking awful. He also, he didn't sweat. All looked like it came easy to him. They like guys in Philly who play above their own heads. That's why they like the Larry Boa. They like when Nails came to Philly, they were crazy about it. Chubby John Kruk, they're like, look at him. He shouldn't even be able to fucking play. He's hitting 300. That's what they like. They would never like an A-Rod there, though.
It was a problem last year. Everyone was, when Cano was in a slump, everyone said, oh, he doesn't care. He doesn't care. That's just who he is. He's got that attitude where it'll happen if it happens.
Yeah, they despise that. Let's go over here to our buddy Arch. Arch, go ahead, pal.
Muhammad Ali.
How could you hate Muhammad Ali?
Oh, I don't. Just saying that everybody loved to hate him.
Now they love to love him.
Yeah.
Now the entire world loves Muhammad Ali. While he fought, he was despised.
And everybody, people still don't even call him by that name. They call him by Cassius Clay to people who hate him that much.
Who does? Who still says Cassius Clay? Racist. I mean, that's been since 1963.
Racist.
That's 50 years now.
They're hanging on to the hate.
He doesn't want to be known by his slave name.
There was rumors he was dead over the Super Bowl weekend.
I know.
I felt pretty fucking shitty there for a second.
I'm like, should I fucking work up some tears here, or do I wait to make sure I know it for a fact?
He watched the Super Bowl in a Ravens jersey.
Dave, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, yeah, Broncos fan, hate Phillip Rivers, never beat the guy until Peyton finally showed up, and coming back on him, 24-0, greatest fucking moment of the year.
Well, something awful, and I don't know what it is happened to Phil Rivers.
What, 2 years ago, I guess, now?
Yeah, about 2 years, he stopped knowing how to throw a football.
And he's someone who people hate because he shows too much emotion, because he's always... always going crazy.
I think a lot of his hate comes from gambling and people who think San Diego should be able to cover against an Oakland, and then they end up getting killed.
And then the other thing that he'll bring up, like a lot of right wing, you know.
He's super Catholic.
Yeah, oh, yeah. So there's a lot of no abortion, no gay stuff. And you just know that there's a couple fucking things that you can bring up that are going to piss people off, no matter what side that you pick. But when you look like a giant Marine and then you don't win and you bring up those things, it's going to, yeah, it does piss people off. I'm looking at some of these things on the iBang. Here's one person brought up. Sonny Jurgensen was an asshole to my mother when she met him, and he's still an asshole. That's the weirdness that people will remember. Somebody treated me bad. Now, with Sonny Jurgensen, I worked at the same radio station as him, and he gave me a couple of his number seven cigars.
Oh, shit.
He's like, check these out. These are my own cigars.
That's dope.
And I was sitting out there smoking with Sonny Jurgensen. I'm like, this. My old man's going to love this story.
Guess Sonny try
number
asshole.
Seven. And he used to have this long fucking pickup truck because he owned like horses or something. He would drive in and his fucking pickup truck was like 19 feet long. All those guys in Virginia, they have horse farms, not ranches, horse farms. And for some reason, I don't know, the fucking for the amount of hay, or they sometimes let just like fill the back of their pickup truck, but they have long with fucking horses, but they have these long trucks down there. Here's Pete, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, guys. Even though he's long retired, I have to say Paul O'Neill, and there's two reasons. One, mainly, he always looked like he was just an asshole.
I love
with
Paul
O'Neill.
I love Paul O'Neill.
He hit two home runs for that little kid on Seinfeld.
Hell yeah.
the main reason is he just looked like a male version of Lady Elaine Fairchild from fucking Mr. Rogers, and he just made me sick looking at him every time he was out on the field.
There's some guys that just go you go the wrong way. They just take you the wrong way. Matt, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, one big douchebag, John Rocker, used to pitch for the Atlanta Braves. They all those comments about the whatever train it was in New York City.
Seven train.
And really, it's really crazy that if you go back and look at the things, just he attacks Mexicans, single moms, AIDS, gay people.
And then I watch him play for the Ducks a few years later.
Oh, yeah, he ended up out on Long Island, yeah. Right? I always thought that fucking TV show was based on him, though.
Oh, Eastbound and Down?
Yeah. Because basically, the opening bit was the same exact thing.
Bouncing around different cities and shit.
Man, I thought there was a lot of homos in New York until I got to San Francisco.
More like Jew York. Fucking great. Can't wait for the next season.
Wow, I'm so weirded out they're doing another season.
Yeah, I felt weird. Yeah, I felt like I was like, I don't know about this, but, you know, Kenny Powers is the shit.
I really wanted the end that he's back in baseball and that's the end of it.
When I was going down, I realized, wait a minute, there's like fucking 4 minutes left in this. This can't end well.
All right, here's one, RG3. Not so much the way he plays, but the way ESPN treats him. See, that happens to a lot of people. Tebow, I started hating Tebow because of the media. And then every time that I would see anything about Tebow, I'd be like, he's really a nice kid. Look how he's sitting there. He's picking up cancer kids. He's praying over these two gays that they can stop having the devil in them. Oh, you know what I mean? He's doing everything he can. He's not fucking.
Oh, no. He's keeping that dick fucking dry.
Here's what I don't understand. If that was your religion, right? Mm-hmm. And you were thinking, okay, you can only be with one woman, and that's it. Wouldn't you get married at 14? Wouldn't you just say to yourself, why fucking wait? I'm going to get my fucking start in early and keep it going? Be one of those 14 kids kind of guys?
They get into the Jack thing too much. They just start masturbating constantly.
I don't want to think about Tebow jacking.
Well, he does it a lot. Hashtag some homo.
I would hashtag think would some think homo fucking teabag puts fucking rubber bands around his balls, and then just when he's ready to come, he fucking pulls the rubber bands off, so it's a full explosion of jizz. I think I invented something that's going to catch on with the kids.
Fucking cum geyser.
I hope so, anyway. That's what I call T-Bowing. Brett, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, I was wondering if there's any way I could hear intern Frogman say Euclid back to back to back.
This is strong, Matt.
So he's going to be strong, Matt, not Matty Ice?
Yeah, Matty Ice makes more sense.
I feel like strong Matt.
I thought it was Matt Strong.
I'm not sure. I know Frogman's Frogman. That's all I know at this point.
I'll be whatever. It doesn't matter to me.
Yeah, I know. It doesn't matter. That's the thing about you. It
doesn't matter.
You stay fucking chill.
That's why people hate me, right?
No. People don't hate you at all.
No,
people
it's like the athletes.
Yeah, but you don't give a fuck. That's your thing.
There you go.
You're doing your own thing. If you were an athlete, you probably would come out with your own underwear line.
Of course. Why not?
I would already have the thing for it. Underwear is so comfortable, you'll want to keep it on when you shit. You know, wouldn't that be a great fucking phrase, you know, to start selling a lot of that?
It sounds good, but then you're going to have shit in your pants, and then it's over.
No,
it's
I didn't say good. Do it. Oh. You'll want to.
But you know someone's going to, people will start shitting themselves.
They do it anyway, dude. You can't stop a lot of these savages.
Yes, any press is good press.
I don't think so. Ask that to fucking Teo. I don't think he thinks that any press is good press.
He goes number one in the draft.
And number two in his pants. Don, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Yeah, hey, Ronnie. Hey, is there a bigger piece of shit in the football than Terrell Owens? Jesus.
Well, he's not in football anymore.
Well,
but
he tried last year, but they cut his ass everywhere he went.
He came in this year, and I will say this, or a couple years ago. He was one of those guys, he had pain in his eyes. Like, I think something happened to T.O. when he was a kid that's made him kind of douchey.
His giant hands.
Yeah.
Fucking just huge.
But I think all of it better hands. To hold his uncle's cock in. Oh. I just think something happened to him when he was a kid. There's some people that you can see, like, when they walk in there, they're like, you're going to start shit, you know what I mean? Like, I get attacked so much. And, like, something fucking happened to that dude that makes him strike out like that.
He's got to get it out.
He lashes out.
How else is he going to get back into the NFL?
I'm sure when he runs out of money in a few years, he'll write a book and it'll all be in there.
He's already out of money. He's been out of
money. He'll write a book pretty soon, won't he?
Guess.
Our poolkeeper son said this, John Elway, I love the way he played, but a complete dickhead alcoholic. I hate when there are certain ages that people hate when other people drink till they're drunk. Like, they like when they drink when they're drunk when they're young, but no one likes to see anyone, you know, like post 40 in a bar, just fucked up, bringing up 5 Super Bowls, won the last 2. Won the last fucking 2.
Yeah, I got it.
Walked out.
John, try and enjoy a drink.
Hey, tell you about UCLA?
Yeah, you were talking about a half hour ago.
Now who's got the fucking horse teeth? I got one fucking ring for each one of my giant buck teeth. Go fuck this town.
I gotta get out of here. Stink of whiskey.
I never played with any white people.
Wait, what? What are you talking
about? I never had any white guys on my team.
Okay, so that's not a bad thing.
I don't have a white friend!
About Tebow.
I hate when anyone bitches, like, after they had a long career. I'm not going to say the guy's name. He was, like, a fucking hero to mine when I was a kid. But and I played Dream Week ball, and he was, like, one of my coaches. And we got to be close. And he would actually sit around at night pretty hammered. Baseball just fucks you over. Just fucking chews you up and spits you out. I'm like, after 18 years, dude, I mean, you know, you had a hell of a run. It fucks you right in the ass.
That's bleak.
Yeah.
Come Well, he's hanging out, drinking at Dream Week. He's having a good time, right?
Yeah, he picked up quite a few grand to do that.
Yeah. So
he also bartended, too, when he wasn't.
Oh, no.
But, I mean, he did party like a fucking monster. I mean, he partied his money away. Andrew, you're on the Run of Fez show. Andrew.
Ronnie Bay.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, a Sunday afternoon just is so bad as soon as I hear Chris Collinsworth open his mouth.
Well, see, here's what I have a big problem with ex-fucking players that weren't Hall of Famers and yet act like they can't imagine a fucking catch not taking place. The fact that we have to sit around and see Trent Dilfer on a fucking panel every week talking about what should have happened. And I'm like, one lucky year you had because the defense of the team that you were giving up gave up like 11 points a game. You go to the Super Bowl and win, and it had nothing to do with you. You weren't even the fucking MVP of your own Super Bowl, and you were the quarterback.
But I'd rather have someone like Trent Dilfer, who knows what he's talking about, he's smart, than someone like Shannon Sharp, who was a better player, but he's just so bad out there.
I think if you understood what he was saying, you might like him better.
Maybe, but that's the point.
But Dilfer's always furious.
Yeah, I agree with that. He always acts like he can't imagine how this would happen. And he was hated everywhere that he went for those same kind of people. Being around them.
For just not being very good.
Don't let me. Hold on. Kyle's got bad stuff about John Elway, and I definitely want to hear it.
Hey, guys. I just turned on to hear you talking about John Elway. I think it was 2 years ago, down in Mobile, Alabama, I was visiting one of my good friends. He's a lawyer, and he's one of those Jim Norton kind of guys who likes to get his picture taken with everybody, and he's like, quite famous. And we're at Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. And he was down there for the Senior Bowl, and he was taking pictures with all the girls and whatnot, and he went up to John Elway to ask him for a photo, and he kind of sloughed him off and went to go eat his dinner. And he told me while we were eating, he goes, "I'm going to get that fucker back." So John Elway went to the bathroom, and he tailed him, but he didn't go in the bathroom with him, and he just turned around and came back to the table and said to us, we're at the table, but loud enough to where everybody could hear that, John Elway just took the biggest shit, and everyone looked at us, and then within, you know, 2 or 3 minutes, John Elway came back out, and everybody was staring at him. It's fantastic.
It's really weird. It's a strange thing, all because somebody wouldn't pose for a picture.
But the guy eats dinner. He's just trying to eat dinner at a steakhouse.
Yeah, and guess what? He likes chicks better than dudes.
He should have been punished for having the shit.
Keith, you're on the Run of Fez show? This fucked up that guy from yesterday who won't go to a concert because he has to shit.
Yeah, you say Keith?
Yeah.
Hey, Ron. Yeah, you know, I'm from Pittsburgh, so we don't have an NBA team. And I don't follow all the time, but I do remember, and then your screener kind of maybe corrected me. There are two guys. Which guy punched his coach in the face? And I want to lead up to something else after this, but was it Ron Artest or Latrice Sprewell? Latrell Sprewell? Who punched
Sprewell?
Choked the coach.
Yeah. He choked Van Gundy.
Choked him, that's right. No,
Artest punched everybody else, but I don't know if he punched his own coach.
Fans, players, not a coach.
Yeah.
Okay, fine. But I'm thinking that one of these guys then changed their name to Metta World Peace, which I think is fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, Metta World Peace is a fantastic name, and it fucking works.
Yeah, it does, right.
Yeah, like, everybody, I want Metta World Peace, not just some peace.
Yeah, absolutely. So I just want to chime in about that.
All right, bro. Thanks for chiming in. Thanks for having some half-truths.
And Sprewell, who can't support his family on $10 million a year.
Hey, the guy's got to ball out a little bit.
We got a break here. Because, Fez, you got a lot of shit to catch up with, right?
Yeah.
What are you going to be doing your live reads on? What live reads are coming up?
Coming up, Dollar Shave Club and...
Dollar Shave Club. At Dollar Shave Club... You get to shave for a buck. Chris, have you joined that yet?
Not yet. I'm joining up today.
Good, me too.
I'm finally start getting more regular shaves in because I'll have Dollar Shave Club.
Do you know why I went over the years how much I've been, because of this, I sat down and ran the numbers since I started shaving?
Yeah.
$17,000 I've fucking wasted on disposable razors.
That's a fucking, if we had this money right now, it'd be awesome.
I know.
Could turn into a lot of money, 17 grand.
By the way, you threw in a story today, Matt, about the yard sale and the baseball card.
Yeah, the one that was $92,000.
What exactly was that card?
It was... It's not a traditional baseball card. It's one of the first ones. I think it was actually the first one ever made. And it's more of a memorandum of a team.
So is it a tobacco card? This is the
it didn't say tobacco card.
This is the 65 from 1865.
Brooklyn Atlantics.
The Brooklyn Atlantics.
And he bought it with, I think, a dresser and two chairs as part of a lot for $100.
And it looks like a Hasidic Jew ran the entire thing. See, I would never go to a yard sale, and then I'm always reading, like, someone found a Pollock painting, or someone found something like this. I'm like, dude, I want to fucking find an Apollo painting. I want to find an 1865 Brooklyn fucking baseball card from the Atlantics.
A guy who opened up the back of a painting and had a Declaration of Independence in there also. Just one of the copies of it.
What? Yeah, that did happen. And it was somewhere in Pennsylvania, like in the Poconos. Right. And it was stuffed in the back of a painting. And it was one of the copies early on.
And if he never reframed it, he never would have known it was there. He just would have kept it.
And the weird thing is, in that early version, they'd crossed it out, but the term British cunts came up.
That would be so much better.
I know. I don't know why we didn't keep it. You British cunts better get out of here. Did any of you guys ever collect baseball cards when you were younger?
I did for a while, but it cost a lot of money. It was like fucking piling up in cash. Like, I don't have money for
I used to love stats when I was a kid, like a really little kid, but I never kept them as a... I never even looked at the front of it, but I used to fucking love looking at the back. And part of my thing was...
Just read the stats.
What? How do you... He fell off that year? Like, I would love if everything looked like it was climbing up and then the fall.
Right. I never had the cards, but I had the baseball almanac with every player's, every stats. I used to read that, like, at night. I just go through pages and pages of players and say, oh, wow, he was terrible. Oh, he was better than I thought he was. Yeah. Just keep going through it.
Yeah, it would always be this thing of, why isn't this guy... You would find these guys, they would be lifetime 300 hitters, and no one knows who they are. And you're like, why? Sometimes it was because they played in a small market. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it was because, you know, there was three other guys on the team that were well-known. And a lot of guys you look at and you'll see, fuck, striking out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, looking at Reggie's strikeouts were, like, fucking crazy to me. Because he would whiff all the time.
I give that eye on the prize, dog.
He seemed like he was swinging a fucking stick up there, though. Like, if he didn't hit it out, fuck it. He was going back to the dugout. He was going back to the dugout no matter what happened. Whether he was going to run around the bases first or just fucking whiff and head back.
Jeez, 171 fucking strikeouts. 171,
161, 156. Yeah.
And he stayed cocky. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it didn't bother him. You never see him going, you know what? I strike out a lot. That's weird.
We're doing, you know, 32 and 117 or 36 104. Doesn't matter if you strike out that much.
You're exactly right. He doesn't give a shit as long as he fucking gets his ribbies and his home runs.
And he batted normally around 270, 290.
It's crazy. Anything that he doesn't hit, it's a fucking strikeout. He didn't ground out to fucking anybody. All right, we got a break here. What all are you doing this breakfast?
This is Dollar Shave Club and Vermont Teddy Bear Company.
Do you do them back to back?
No, there's a few minutes in between.
Why don't you ever do them back to back?
Well, I think that might confuse people if I'm, like, giving out a number for Vermont Teddy Bear and a different thing for Shave Club.
Stay with the system, huh? Never try anything new. Love it. All right, so when we come back, you're going to find out, well, Fez is going to tell you in a very exciting manner about getting some nice razor blades or a Vermont Teddy Bear. All during this break, it's the Ron and Fez Show.
What you're listening to now is known as... The Ron and Fez Show.
Mm-hmm.
the moon.
We could walk forever walking
on the moon.
We could be together.
It's Police Artist of the Day. This is Chris Stanley's favorite band of all time.
They're my favorite power trio.
Not sure if they are.
Oh, definitely. There's three of them.
Doesn't make it power, though. They played Rega. Plastic reggae.
Raga. This is powerful stuff.
They were an incredibly popular band during the time that they stayed together. Worldwide. One of those first, hey, we're big all over the world, the United States, so if you want us, you want us, but we don't fucking even need you. We're big in Greece, we're big in Egypt, we're big in the Far East.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was a gigantic band. South America, you name the place, they were big. You know why?
What's that?
Three cute blonde-haired boys to come and give everybody all the super sweetness that they need.
Love when Andy Summers came in.
Yeah, you did. Little man, right?
Yeah, he was tiny.
Tomorrow we are planning for what they're now calling Snowpocalypse, which I hate because we've done Snowpocalypse before. Great video up on the iBang about the weird amusement park thing that I stared at for time and time again. This is one that I actually forwarded to friends of mine. Just kind of crazy amusement park rides. But Hicks, you put up a story that I refused to even look at because it freaked me. And that's the robot with human...
Yeah. The Brits, actually. It's not the Japanese for once.
But it has human organs.
It has organs in it, yeah. It has a heart.
Okay.
Pancreas.
No, it has a human's heart.
Yeah.
A human pancreas.
It has...
Now, anyone who follows fucking sci-fi at all knows that this is a cyborg... And you're fucking crazy when you start making cyborgs.
It has working lungs.
Why? Why do we want to build a better human than us?
This they're doing this because to show so they could build these things and put these things in the humans when their lungs fuck up or their hearts fuck up, so they can transplant these things into humans. They're doing it on robots first. This guy, it's called Rex, the Million Dollar Man. That's what it's called. This fucking freakish British fucking robot.
Don't do it, dude.
I don't like it. I don't like this thing. Oh, God's face is creepy.
Now, the weird thing is we have been putting robot pieces into humans for some time. The fucking mechanical hearts,
yeah.
The fake knees, the fake hips, and letting skin and tissue grow around them.
Yeah,
we're all. But now we're putting human parts into fucking robots. That's going to turn them into zombie robots needing our organs, our vital organs.
It's Matrix X.
So I take it you haven't watched any of this amusement park stuff, right?
I haven't seen it.
What's the name of that?
Mockumentary shows Amazing Impossible Amusement Park Rides.
All right, check out some of these rides. And you will, as I did, you got to get past all the bullshit. But you will find yourself staring at the rides themselves. Look at that ride.
Holy shit.
Now, the Whoa. Big problem is, look how beautiful it is. The big problem is stopping. Because people will come crashing down from the higher spots.
Oh, I want to go on that thing. Fuck it, I'll take the fucking hit.
Yeah. It's exciting though, right?
That's beautiful.
And it teaches us a lot about ourselves.
What? It's like crazy-ass fucking teacups.
I think they were calling it some kind of candle or something like
wedding
that.
Wedding cake is what I think.
Wedding cake, yeah. Because it zips you up into a nice wedding cake. This is a video is up on the iBang. And you will forward to your friends like I did. And you will write what I wrote. You got to check this shit out.
It cray.
This shit cray. This shit cray.
These scientists are fucking nuts, man.
That's another story that your fucking favorite rapper of all time. This shit cray. This shit cray.
Oh, man, yay.
Kanye taking some shit. They call him Ye?
Yeah, they call him Ye.
I don't like that.
He goes by Ye amongst friends. Like, Jay-Z will call him Ye. Like, what up, Ye?
All right, some people are writing on the mockumentary thing. This can't be real. But anyway, Kanye is getting in trouble with fellows in the world of hip-hop for wearing dresses and basically, you know, letting hip-hop down.
Well, yeah, he got really got... You saw it on the Sandy Hook performance where he was wearing that weird leather...
He was hated for it and the only performer, I believe, that did not make the live album.
Mm-hmm.
You ever notice they never let us know what that night made in terms of money?
Yeah, the Haitian thing they never did either when all those stars came
out. That really pisses me off. I like Jerry Lewis style. Tell us what we made.
Have a giant board.
You know, see if you went trending like we did today with Some Homo.
Well, we have a Some Homo benefit concert. Hashtag Some Homo.
You know, I'm looking through the lyrics of this Lord Jamar, whoever he is, who's going after Kanye.
He's fucking great.
And at the end he goes, I rebuke all this gay shit. Some are scared to say shit.
That's good. Keep reading like that, because I want to hear it. Read the whole thing, but don't like your hip-hopping.
Somebody mad at my hashtag, black man looking like half a fag. With a... It's awful.
No, I couldn't hear you. Take it from the top and just fucking read it all the way through. You don't want to stop and say that it's awful. You want to do it like you're fucking, you know, like you're rapping.
All right. Somebody mad at my hashtag, black man looking half a fag. With a blazer and a vest, I'm just amazed at the mess. Pioneer this queer shit.
It was too exciting to fucking...
I think we all have the point.
I don't get the point, but just do it.
From the top?
Yeah, and I like the way that you're doing it in a black racist voice, too. So go ahead.
Somebody mad at my hashtag.
Racist.
Black man looking half a fag. With a blazer and a vest, I'm just amazed at the mess. Pioneer this queer shit is Kanye West. He introduced the skinny jeans to the rap scene. He then wore a fucking skirt on the video screen. He then wore it again at a memorial. I can't pretend that this shit ain't deplorable. I bet this nigga thinking he looking adorable.
Oh, what the
That's Lord Fezzy. Jamar.
Yeah, but just quoting him, it doesn't. I can start quoting the KKK, and that's fucking racism.
It's a sad day.
Then says, I rebuke all this gay shit. Some are scared to say shit. You may lay and take this.
He can't stop while once he starts something. It becomes like a live read to him.
So it's... Nobody is scared to say anti-gay shit. People are thrilled to say it.
You ain't, that's for sure. You start the... hashtag some homo.
That's trying to bring everybody together. That's showing that there's a little bit of gay in everybody. But nobody's afraid to say anti-gay. He acts like he's martyr.
People are politically correct now.
People are not politically correct when it comes to that. This Boy Scout debate that's going on, there's been several people who have just screamed pedophile as a different term for gay person.
Right.
They're not afraid to yell that out, to put that out there. This guy's not afraid to put it in his lyrics.
Did we put up that Southern guy, or we never did that? It was like some Southern preacher. It might have been yesterday.
Check it out.
But he was basically doing the bit of, you know, how they are having them around our kids. And would you let a man take your Girl Scouts out? And people are like, no. And then why would you let a gay guy take boys out? That actually is a good point. That one's tough to beat. Because a man could not take, like, 12 fucking girls out camping.
That'd be creepy. He'd definitely be trying to diddle them. Right? I mean,
plus, if I was gay, I would tell fucking gay kids, don't join the Boy Scouts.
I know, you're not wanted there. Why would you encourage that group?
But just fucking not even if they're wanted or not, just based on being cool.
I guess you learn lots of, like, camping skills.
Yeah, but you don't even need a lot of them anymore. You can buy shit now and just go out. Stop at that big fucking place that's on the end of every town. What is that big camping store called? It's everywhere.
Starts with a C, I think.
Cunt?
Cunties, that's...
Oh, Cunties! Wait, my, Andrea sent a fucking funny thing about you today, too, Hicks. A new shirt that you're going to like.
Oh, great. It's called, I love shirts.
Yeah. Come over and look at it. It's okay. Smoking. It's a smoking dirt bird. And it just says Pepperkeet.
Nah, yeah, I don't like that at all, actually. It's garbage.
Why? You parrot everything that I say. And
bullshit.
You smoke.
Haters. That's fucking hater talk.
Oh, it's REI. That's the name of it.
REI.
You had to begin with a C because you struggled in school. But you can go out there and get all kinds of shit. Look. See that little tent there?
Oh, yeah.
You can put that together in no time. You don't need to have a Boy Scout tent that takes forever. It's like the Jetsons. You push a button and the tent fucking pops out.
Boy Scouts just fucking make future preppers. That's all it's good for. And those people are awful.
What are preppers?
Preppers are like the people who are just prepared for the end of the world.
Oh, I didn't know they were called preppers.
Preppers,
I just call them lunatics.
They like just store like water and old nasty food and guns.
You had your man, so this is up on the iBang, your man J.J. Abrams is going to take over even more shows.
Yeah, now that he's doing Star Wars, doing Star Trek. Now he's in talks with the guys who created Half-Life and Portal, the very popular video game series. Now he's going to be, looks like he's directing that once that gets turned into a movie. He is the king of the internet and all nerd culture. He should be doing the Avengers as well. He should just fucking kick Josh Whedon in the fucking face.
Why, Josh Whedon is the same as him. I don't even know the difference between the two of them.
Somewhat similar. J.J. Abrams has more mainstream fans. Josh Whedon, people love him for the Firefly.
Yeah, now they love him because of Avengers.
Yeah. But I'm sure his hardcores are pissed that he made Avengers.
George said this. Could Fez explain the difference between hashtag some homo and hashtag half a fag?
The F word, the other F word, is offensive. This is saying that some of us all have a little homo in us. It's not nearly. It's not even close to being offensive like the other F word.
30 inches of snow coming to New England, maybe New York City. They're telling us we could get either 3 inches or 30 inches. That's a big fucking difference between the two.
We got to break into these news studios, drag these weathermen out, and start burning them alive. Because
that's what we fear in this country.
That's what we got to start doing, and I don't mind starting it. Because it's between 3 and 30 inches, that's a bunch of fucking horse shit. Wildly inaccurate.
Ugh. All right, Fez, you sent something new in on the bubble desk.
Yeah, this is something out of France, the new bubble desk. I guess it's supposed to be a replacement for the cubicle. So here's the bubble desk in action in a French office, where it's, you kind of have like a cubicle space, but instead of those walls, you're enclosed in a see-through bubble.
Well, you're not enclosed. It looks like it's just in front of you. Your back is still empty like a cubicle.
Yeah, but you're supposed to be able to go in there, and it's supposed to cut down two things.
Cut down on the sound.
Cut down on inter-office socializing.
Well, what it's going to cut down is on the sound, where, like, if you're on the phone, you can't have somebody next to you yelling over, right?
Right, yeah. And then it's also supposed to help quit germs being spread around the office.
I don't know how that would happen.
If you're just inside your... you become the boy in the plastic bubble in your own office.
Zach, you're on the Run of Fez show. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, I was seeing what you guys take on Pete Rose.
Well, take how?
Take a how of athletes, whether you like them or not.
Showboat and Pete? Charlie Hassel? Always been a fan.
I like Pete Rose, but why do people hate him so much?
Well, because of...
the gambling deal?
Yeah, the gambling deal, and, you know, he is kind of an asshole as a person. You know, he's doing that shitty new show or whatever, hits and misses. You know, he's a gambling addict. The fact that he lives in Vegas, it pisses off people because they want to be, you know, they want heroes. I like Pete. It's weird, though, because when Nails came up, everyone's like, hey, he's like a new generation's Pete Rose. And then he ends up in trouble. He ends up in jail.
I'd say what he worse than Rose. I mean, because he's doing time for all the crazy shit that went down.
Yeah, but it didn't have to do with the sport the way Rose did. Rose took a giant shit on the sport.
Just a little gambling, that's all. Can't hurt you.
It did in this case. That'd be like you gambling on radio.
Is that possible?
And your gamble was this. I'm betting against Dave having a good show tonight. And then you're in there fucking it up. No, he never bet against his team. He only bet for it.
Yeah, so exactly. So what's the big fucking deal? He knew.
You can't gamble. That's the big deal.
Never seen like a big
deal. The integrity of the game. Do you put your own wants and wishes above the game? That was the big deal.
But, I mean, all right, so him betting for the Reds, going out there and playing as hard as he can, that seems like that's integrity to me.
It's not. It's right in the fucking rule book. And he also bought on other things. You just can't bring anything to the game that's going to hurt it. Every sport worries about themselves. Soccer is going through this weird thing right now. Some Asian gang.
Is fixing games?
Yeah, fixing games all over the world, too, because you can bet everywhere in the world when you gamble in soccer.
Holy shit.
Yeah, there's all kinds of weird gambling you can do there. CJ, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie. This bubble desk sounds like the perfect solution for Fez. You should install that during the weekend for next Monday. Get him in the bubble desk. I think he'd love it. He'd surrounded by a bubble, no germs, no sound.
Yeah, I don't know what he hated about this or the fact that it's not like it's catching on. I remember when the cubicle came out, people were furious about it, and now everybody is just okay with it.
We're lucky enough to have an office.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's much better to have an office than it is a cubicle.
Because some people, like up here, it's the cubicles aren't even tall, so they're short, so everyone can see each other. So everyone's walking by. Watching you fucking working and shit.
Just tall enough to, like, put some family pictures up.
No, I don't even see anyone do that.
I wouldn't do that. Do you have anything personal in your office?
The only thing personal I have up there is after my father died, and you drew a very nice likeness of him with a top hat and cane in heaven standing on the clouds. So I have that up in the office.
I remember when I went up in the office one time.
Yeah.
I go, what is this shit? And everybody just gives me the smile. I don't even remember doing it.
I think it was shortly after Fez came back on the air after it happened.
That was nice of me, though.
I have a human centipede.
I wonder why his leg wasn't any better in heaven, though, or his one eye. You thought that they would have improved.
And it's signed by the director.
Mark, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, Pepper, I just want to explain to you why it's not good even if a manager is, like, betting on his own team. It's
because
baseball is a long season, so, you know, sometimes the team will go down, like, 6-0 in the second inning and then just, like, throw scrubs out the rest of the game so they can win the next couple of games. So if he's got big money on a game, you know, and a starter gets knocked out and he's putting all his good relievers in for the rest of the game, could end up coming back and winning that one but losing the next 4 or 5 because the bullpen shot.
All right.
Like doing everything he can do to win the one game. See, this is what it takes when you're off the top of your head. You haven't come up with reasons, but in the long runs, it would.
Man. Guess Pete really wasn't too honorable then, was he? Must have been throwing games left and right.
So why have people now writing in, why did you save that picture, Fez? Why does that mean so much to you?
Because it was like the first time I really had like a decent, good, big laugh after my father died.
I heard you were holding court at the funeral. That you were getting big laughs there.
Oh, yeah, but that was after, I mean, that was when I came back.
No, at the funeral itself you were holding court.
Oh, I was just telling stories about my dad to anyone who would listen.
I just heard from people in my family. They're like, Fez is doing great. He seems like he's so good with everything. I'm like, fuck, he's taking off for 2 weeks. If he's doing so great, he should get back to work. They're like, nah, he's partying, he's driving around, having fun.
Oh, shit.
I'm like, really? Because I got Rob asking me when he's coming back.
Party guy.
Or when he at least do a phone or keep people up. I see he needs a lot of time for himself. I guess he was selling that umbrella, too. Pat, Iowa, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hi, Ron. You mentioned that gambling on baseball jeopardizes the integrity of the game, and that's, I believe, was the quote from the commissioner at the time of Rose's suspension. I just want to get your take. How do you think that's any different than all the steroids and performance-enhancing drugs are
today? See, here's the thing. We don't have Bart Giamatti around anymore to do it. The worst thing that happened to Pete was Bart died and never was able to, you know, Bart gave him a lifetime ban and never was, and then after he died, everyone else said, dude, you got the lifetime ban. So now if you want to let Pete back in the game, but the weird thing about Pete is he never really apologized and he's still around gambling. You know what I mean? So it's like if you kicked the guy out for steroids.
Yeah.
And then you said, all right, dude, you know, I feel like you've learned your lesson. Holy shit, you're really ripped. You still doing a lot of steroids? Yeah, I am. But I do want to get back in the game. That's the problem with Pete. He never put his hat in his hand and acted like, oh, look, everybody, I've learned my lesson. Look at all the great things I've been doing in my free time. You know, he just goes out gambling every day.
Yeah.
And if he isn't doing that, then he's doing stuff like that time that he was signing stuff like a block down the street from Cooperstown. So it looks like he's thumbing his nose because he's thumbing his nose. Now, they'll let Pete in the Hall of Fame, I guarantee you, after he dies. After he dies and you don't have to look at him, everybody's like, Pete belongs to the Hall of Fame. And I'm sure if he didn't die, he would have came around and did some good stuff.
Oh, sure.
What should have happened is Pete died and Bart Giamatti lived, and then we could spend the rest of our life calling Bart Giamatti names.
Fate is cruel.
Now, this is the thing. We ought to do this as a movie because it would make a great film. I don't know who would get to play Pete Rose. But Bart Giamatti could be played by his son, Paul Giamatti, the famous actor.
I didn't know that was his son. Phil Seymour Hoffman should be Pete Rose, older Pete Rose.
What?
Yeah, you heard me. It's fucking lock.
You don't understand. We don't want him to play...
Look, here's...
Okay.
Here's Pete Rose. Older Pete Rose, like towards the end of his career.
First of all, by the way, when Pete Rose was Philip Seymour Hoffman's fucking age, yeah. He was still playing ball.
Yeah, it's okay. Well, he's going to be acting, you know?
I watched...
not saying it.
I think
no, of course not.
Definite.
I watched a little bit of that fucking movie with Tom Hanks, some Wilson War or something like
Charlie
that.
Charlie Wilson's War.
Philip Seymour Hoffman was unbelievable in that shitty movie. He was incredible. Now, here's my problem. I'm watching it on IFC. So I just turned it on in the middle of the movie. And it's the scene where he keeps telling Philip Seymour Hoffman to leave the office.
Oh, that's the fucking best scene in the movie. That's the shit. Right.
There's a commercial before the third time that he comes in. So they just don't fucking get it at IFC. It's one thing that they have commercials, but they don't care when the commercial breaks in. It can break in mid-fucking sentence for them.
Ovation does that too. They'll play good movies, and it's the middle of dialogue. It fucking goes,
I refuse
out.
To watch IFC now because of it, and I used to love them. They just drive me nuts. Okay, I'll still watch them for Portlandia. But they drive me nuts. Jameson, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
The kid that played Corky from Life Goes On should play Pete Rose in a movie.
All right, that's fucking mean.
My pick was much better.
Kevin, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, guys. Hey, on that Pete Rose thing, I got a couple of points that kind of separate between, you know, steroids and gambling. One, you know, there's precedent from a long time ago back when Judge Landis and when, you know, the Black Sox, the scandal, you know, basically, if you gamble on the game, you're out. Or if you cohort with known gamblers, you're out forever. And, I mean, there's a precedent set there. So, I mean, there's no gray area to it unless they come in and they actually change kind of the rules.
Can I say this? And, hasn't the Pepper Keat had enough whipped out of him today, though? I mean, he's a mere shell of a parrot.
I'm a fucking human being, and I don't need fucking haters fucking my shit up. Because I know, I saw the fucking meme. I saw haters be hating, and when they fucking throw
Wait, what do haters do?
See, haters be hating, and haters gonna hate. If
that's
not
really
already.
Bad English, though.
It's a meme. It doesn't have to be good English. So why let the haters get you down?
Is it a meme or a GIF?
It's a meme. But a GIF can be a meme. Hmm. But not every GIF is a meme.
Every GIF is a meme. And every Pepper Keat, he sings a sad, sad song. Every GIF is a meme. We got a break again, because, Fez, you got more live reads to do, right?
More things to talk about, yes.
I mean, what do you got there coming up?
Talking about berries.com and how you can add some beautiful roses to that order. And also talking about gazelle.com.
Oh, God, she is beautiful. She's married to Tom Brady, and, of course, she's had a couple kids.
That's Giselle.
Yeah.
This is Gazelle.
Yeah. I love her. She's got a moat around her house.
Well,
my husband is much better than his own receivers.
He can't throw the ball and catch the ball.
He cannot. Now, back to the moat house.
They have to protect themselves from the poor people getting close to them.
That is true. The fucking shitty fans. And then he couldn't live any further away from Boston. All of his fans are in Boston. He lives 3,000 miles away. He even had an apartment in New York most of that time, so he could be near gazelle.com.
Yes, that's the website, but she's Giselle.
So she's got her own website now, huh? What's she selling? Gazelles?
No, she's not selling anything, and it's gazelle.com who's actually buying, not selling. They're buying electronics equipment that you're not using anymore.
Good, I got an old lamp. I'd love to give them and a clock radio.
It's mostly iPhones, iPads, MacBooks, that sort of thing. Not other appliances.
That sounds great, though. All right, we're going to break here, and Fez is going to teach us all about it. And then we will take it home. And then, I guess, we've got to start buying milk and bread. I'm just going to go over to the fucking store and start screaming we're all going to die and filling my cart up with milk and bread.
Like some fires in there.
And snow blowers. Everybody in Jersey said this. What if the lights go out again?
Oh, no.
Because when the lights go out, they don't go on for a long time.
Poor Breezy Point.
Breezy Point is not in Jersey.
I know, but I'm thinking about them, too, because it's forgotten. It's not all about Jersey people.
I'm coming up with a new meme that says, don't take my power, I have a Fez light.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Yeah. It's not as bright as this.
That's a fucking cell phone screen.
Hey, I don't know why. My fucking phone has been staying powered.
Well, that's cool.
I don't understand. My way of dealing with it is not using it at all. Just walking around. I've figured out a way to really fucking keep my phone on, and that's keep it off.
Technology is awesome.
I treat the planet Earth as if it was a movie that was starting. Fez has a new Fez light out that actually has a striker. You have to strike it and light it. You'd be better off with a match just standing in the dark.
It's old school.
All right, we're going to break, and Fez is going to tell... Wow, that's a great picture of Giselle.
Yeah. It's great jizz in her name.
Her name is Giselle Bump My Rump. I bet she got that in school back in Brazil.
I doubt she even made it to school. I'm sure she was a fucking just a model from day one.
No, I'm sure she fucked her first grade teacher.
Oh, that guy's a pedophile, but it's Brazil, so it doesn't matter.
Well, it was a student teacher.
All right. Makes it a little bit better.
We got a break. Fez, I want you to read off all this stuff. And then, Hicks, you had something you wanted to get into when we get back. You said it's been driving you nuts all day. Been trying to jump in with it. Nobody will let you.
I know. It's fucking, it's really fucking crazy.
That's okay.
It's a pretty good Chuck E. Cheese story.
Okay.
Some crazy shit goes down.
Steal that one out from underneath Fez. It's the Ron and Fez Show. We'll be right back.
The Ron and Fez Show on the Opie and Anthony Show. Sirius XM. You've been warned.
What does anyone want for Valentine's Day? Berries. Big, big berries. It's berries.com where you can get an order of freshly dipped chocolate-covered strawberries, all from berries.com. And you can now, for just $39.99, include a classic assortment, a dozen roses from berries.com. The flowers come from proflowers.com. The berries are handled by Sherry's Berries, the very best chocolate-covered strawberries in the world. I've had boxes of them. They're delicious. Covered in white chocolate, milk chocolate, dark chocolate. They've got the decorative swizzle covered in nuts and chocolate chips. Now, you take those berries, combine them with a dozen roses for just $39.99. And you've got a Valentine's Day. Go to berries.com and click on the microphone icon in the upper right-hand corner. Then type in the special code, Fez, F-E-Z. You type in that code, you get the deal. The berries and the flowers for just $39.99. Remember, that's at berries.com, B-E-R-R-I-E-S.com. Type in the code word Fez to get this special deal at berries.com.
This is the Ron and Fez Show.
Come on, cookie. Cookie. Cookie.
No.
On the Opie and Anthony Show.
Fez Show. Artist of the day, Police.
Ultimate Power Trio.
Stop fucking start trouble. You got a big story for us today, Chris Stanley.
Shit's getting wild in Chuck E. Cheese's in Connecticut.
You hear that, y'all? Chuck E. Cheese is getting real.
And this is before even Snowmageddon Apocalypse. Because people are, there's going to be runs for the Chuck E. Cheese's.
Snowmageddon Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's what they're calling it.
No,
in
it
some circles. Google circle.
The only circle being said that is your asshole. Thank you, Fez.
Poop.
I got a laugher with me, so fuck you, Hicks.
I'm fucking getting killed.
Look at my laugher. He's got a mustache.
It's very full.
Yeah.
A couple moms pulled guns on each other over some Chuck E. Cheese.
I wouldn't do that, would you?
It depends on what the fucking
That's
lady did.
That's crazy. Pulling guns.
It was a 380, too. That's badass. You know, it depends on what fucking
we don't do that. We're not gun pulling people. Put your gun away. Gun at a Chuck E. Cheese.
What I'm more surprised at
in your tight pants.
They posted. They were able to post $50,000 bail. It's fucking.
That's right. They got a 50. Raining on the judge. Raining on the judge.
I hope she doesn't fucking jump, because that 50 will be gone.
Look, the only thing that can stop a bad mom with a gun is a good mom with a gun. I've said it times and times again. Now, the weirdness of the gun stuff is going on is every day a different celebrity comes out on their side of it. Bruce Willis loves the guns. Don't love the guns, Chris Rock. He was up on Capitol Hill. And he actually said this. I'm just a bear on Capitol Hill. Yeah. No, he actually said, Obama is our father. We better listen to our daddy. Also coming out against the guns, Mr. Tony Bennett.
Tony Bennett also came out against Naughty by Nature.
Bruce Willis, loving the guns.
That makes sense.
He said this. All right, picture me in Die Hard 4. I don't have a gun. A lot of fucking people. He said the only thing that can stop a bad guy with a gun is Bruce fucking Willis.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mother Russia.
And then he also said, you know, Kevin Smith is just telling his side of the story. I did a lot of good things for Cop and a Half. Remember that? Yeah. He goes, remember that scene where I drew a dick? I'm against the mothers shooting each other with guns at the Chuck of Cheese.
What if the other lady, like, fucking was a real bitch and she did something terrible to the one's kid?
It was, one kid was bothering another kid, so the mom pulled a gun on the other mom.
That's crazy!
I.
It starts at the home. You don't pull a gun out at the Chuck of Cheese.
I'm not taking my children to the Chuck of Cheese if there's going to be all this gunplay. There should be video gunplay.
Oh, there is.
I'll shoot them in the ball pit.
Ooh.
That's crazy.
Hashtag some homo.
They've pulled some homo. We had our time of trending. They pulled it, and I'm glad they pulled it.
I hate Twitter now.
We've trended twice now. Happy Creep Day, and a half a homo.
We have the abilities to trend. Do you hear that, listeners? We can trend when we want to. If we all pull together, we can trend.
I'd rather trend than shoot people at the Chuck of Cheese.
What if Hitler was at the Chuck of Cheese? I'd rather shoot him, then.
Shoot Hitler! Never again, we say. Never again with the Hitler.
I'm going to start and write down every day I don't hear the name Hitler brought up to me. Right now, I'd have a blank piece of paper over the course of my lifetime.
Will you throw in Nazis, too? Because if people don't call someone Hitler, they'll call someone that guy's a fucking Nazi.
But it's going to happen in the same conversation. He's a Nazi like Hitler.
Or
they're crazy over at the Chuck Cheese. Kids, you're not going to Chuck Cheese. I don't want anyone shot.
It only happened once.
Stay here and I'll make pizza sliders. I'll order the pizza sliders.
Oh, those aren't as good.
Chuck E. Cheese said they couldn't figure out how this happened. They have a strict no gun policy.
Great fact. Boom. They knew better. I keep my gun in my clutch purse. I clutch it to my bosoms.
It's a tiny gun. Like a 38 ain't gonna fucking.
When the world is running down. Sometimes, I mean, that fucking song is perfect for us because it does feel like these are the end times.
With this fucking 1,800 feet of snow coming, might as well just all throw ourselves off this building right now.
And when the balloon goes up, when you see that fucking mushroom cloud,
yeah.
Do what I do. And run at it with your arms wide open. You'll just see me disappearing into the cloud. And I'll yell, blame it on the mothers at the Chuck Cheese. The Chuck Cheese mothers did it. I wouldn't do that, would you, Fez?
Never.
Shoot somebody.
It's wrong.
Yes.
Even to threaten and to pull it out.
It's not even debatable. There's nowhere to go with it. It stops there as wrong.
Well, if I'm going to Chuck Cheese, they ain't taking my guns from me. Out of my cold, dead hands.
The man has rights. Still.
Kevin, you're on the Run and Fez show.
Hey, Bordez.
Yeah.
Hey, gone to Chuck E. Cheese several times with the kids, you know, birthday parties and this and that. And I've carried my pistol in there several times. And I remember seeing the little, you know, gun with the slash through it. But in Texas and most places that have a CHL, that doesn't mean shit. Because state law is going to supersede some company policy. I am a licensed concealed handgun owner. I can carry anywhere that there's five places that I can't carry. Just having a little gun up with a slash through it doesn't mean shit. It means they don't sell guns there. That's the way I read it.
What do you do when you get on a plane? Same thing? I'm taking my gun on.
Well, I can't carry it there. I know I can't carry it there.
But you can at Chuck Cheese because they don't make you walk through one of those things. They don't pat your ass down.
I carry in sports venues.
Do they pat you down? You show it?
Yeah, sure.
So they don't have the same thing as Chuck Cheese. See, if I went to Chuck Cheese and I had a gun, I'd shoot a kid for one reason only.
What's that?
And that's pizza farts. Because right. That's what the whole place smells like to me. It smells like underage pizza farts.
They can't hold it in, though. They're small children.
They can't, can they? You can't say to a child, hold in your fart until you get outside.
Don't you fart!
They are the same way. It's the same way, the reason why you can't stop them from saying stuff. Because the second that they feel the urge, they just have to let it go.
And then it'll probably follow with poop in the pants.
I wish you wouldn't say that. You've brought it up several times today.
Well, there was that underwear that was so comfortable. You shit yourself.
You are disgusting. I want to call Matty Ice back in here. Matt Strong. Strong Matt. The Matt of Strong. To talk about this thing and maybe get it going, maybe get a conversation going on whether or not what has happened with this kid's recruit being hijacked by his mom. This was sent to us from a guy who seems like he just follows college sports and he writes really well, and he sent it in to us. Are you familiar with the story, Matt?
Yeah.
Tell me very quickly what actually happened.
So Alex Collins, he's a high school running back. He's trying to commit to a college.
He's down there in Florida.
He's in Florida. He's, I think, number 57 on the ESPN Top 150. And he wants to go to Arkansas, but you need, if you're under 21, a parent's signature to sign a letter of intent.
What if you're 18?
Under 21.
How the hell could that be? Like, let's say this. If your kid was 18 and they said, I want to go to Arkansas, I can't say, I don't want you to go to Arkansas. I can say I don't want to pay for it, but I can't say I don't want you to go.
It's the NCAA rules.
But it doesn't make sense. It's
maybe
a rule.
It's to play football there.
All right, so what they're saying is this kid is old enough to pick the college that he wants. He's not old enough to get the scholarship that he wants.
I guess that's a way to put it. And
thank
so
you.
His mom said, I'm not signing this.
Now, his mom doesn't want him to play foosball. Well, she wants him to be a
she
hurricane.
She wants him to play at Miami because that's closer to where she lives, and she wants to see him play, even though he doesn't live with her or his dad.
Oh. Lives with some white people? Blindside? Oh, man. I'm going to blindside this whole fucking place. If I was a black kid, I'd scream that at my parents constantly. I'll blindside this fucking family.
So
he's like a talented baby that we got. He's a 350-pound talented baby.
So we went to his signing day at his
high
school.
That's my baby blocking everyone.
Right now, he won't even look at those people. Stop calling me blindside. I was never retarded, and I always played sports.
And now he's got a fucking ring.
So his mom, how did she get her fucking meatballs all over this letter?
Well, it doesn't matter if she has it or not, just that she won't sign it.
She took off with it.
Why doesn't a crackhead dad sign it?
He did, as of a half hour ago. And a half hour ago, he redid it, and his dad signed it for him. That's the new update. It was, I think, 1 p.m. today. He's officially signed with Arkansas because his dad helped him out. And his mom now has a Cochran lawyer to help them. She says to for the good of the family.
All right, if I was the NCAA, I'd call up the University of Miami and say, if you are offering this woman anything, we will take sports away from you forever. I hope that the reason that he's doing this is not because she's getting something
she's getting
from
like
Miami.
A car and an easy job from Miami.
Yeah, like suddenly she's gotten a new job as receptionist. Welcome to Miami. She's making six figures.
It's just a coincidence.
See it.
Now, the thing is, what gets the people, this is not a legal thing. It's an NCAA thing.
Right.
So they made up their own rule so that kids can't what? What does the rule benefit? Can't go to schools that their parents don't want them to?
It's one of those weird rules that it really doesn't make any sense
to me.
This
is just for fucking boosters and alumni to have fucking more power over.
But why would you? If anything, it's less power. In other words, this means instead of me, if I'm a school, if I'm Michigan, instead of talking to the kid about Michigan, I would need to go in and sell the parents on Michigan. And I'll tell you right now, I would never go to Michigan after seeing 5-year engagement because they made it seem like it destroyed that guy, that he was there and he was just – he hated it.
Sad.
I always thought it was a great school. Apparently it's not.
Michigan can sue that fucking
– You can't get any good food there besides sandwiches.
You get tired of sandwiches after a while.
Would you? Because you haven't yet.
Burritos. I switched over to burritos.
My laugher was right in your fucking face.
He's loving it.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's great.
Thank you, Fez. I got him, didn't I?
Yes.
I did it. I didn't know I did it until I heard you. Then I'm like, I think I did get him. Because Fez is laughing. Are you prepping yourself for unmasked?
Yes.
What time are you doing your fake unmasked laugh?
Oh!
Good one! Let's go over to Kevin. Kevin, you're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, they talked about it on ESPN yesterday. It's because the kid's 17. He's under 18 that the mom has to sign.
The rule is 21. It's the National Letter of Intent rule book says under 21, even if you're married and living on your own.
Here's what I don't get, Fez. What do they hope to achieve with this rule? Like, they must have put the rule in because they felt like it did some benefit.
The only thing I can think of is it covering their ass? Like, someone under 21
No, but kids who are under 21 pick their colleges all the time.
Yes.
And if you show up at college, it's you going to college no matter who paid for it. You know what I mean? Like, if you take your kid to college and you don't start saying to here's what I want my child to do. They're like, dude, I'm talking to the person who goes to this college. They're an adult now. You know what I mean? You don't get involved in this. And if you don't want to pay for them, that's up to you. But I'm not selling this college to you. I'm selling this college to this kid. And I'm deciding if I want this child in my university based on him, not on you. Only in the case of this football do we get this wacky rule. And I don't know who it benefits. I don't think that the government would ever step in and say, hey, an 18-year-old really needs his parents to be part of that. The only thing that you can't do, as far as I know, at 18 that you want to do at 21 is drink. And the parents can't sign something to say, I want my child to drink. So that supersedes the law. Or else most people would do it. Most people think at 18 their kids could decide whether they want to drink or not.
I don't even see who this over 21 rule would apply to other than maybe Chris Wanky, the world's oldest college quarterback.
What they're saying is everyone. Everyone has to have their parents' approval. There really is very rarely an over 21. I guess they want the whole family on board. Why we can't, we don't understand. Here's Jeff in Texas. You're on the Ron and Fez show.
Hey, Ronnie. Yeah, I mean, in the U.S., you have to be of age to sign a legally binding document. So you can be 18 and sign it.
This has nothing to do with... Look, I want you to understand something. This has nothing to do with legalities. This has to do with the NCAA deciding this is what they want the colleges to do if they're inside the NCAA. People get confused when they start thinking, I'll get a lawyer, because this is a, you know, a private group who says, here's how we want to handle ourselves. What we can't understand is why, what benefits. Justin, you're on the Run and Fez show.
I don't know for sure or not, but I think that the reason the rules put in place is while you're 18 and you're an adult, you're still not very mature. So I think the rule makes it to where you have to sit down, you have to talk things out with your parents, and doesn't allow the coaches to as easily manipulate an immature person.
Okay, now we're talking. So
that
what
makes
some
sense.
Yeah, what they don't want is for the parents to go, we have our hearts set on our boy going to Penn State, and then finding out the guy from USC has come in and talked the kid into something, like, based on, look, there's a lot of hot chicks and your parents will be far away. What they want is for the whole family together to say, we want to do this. In this case, what's crazy is the mother doesn't seem to be in his life. Now, because of that, because she could have been blindsided, you know what I mean, where the kid's living somewhere. The fact that the kid doesn't live with his mom doesn't mean that his mom isn't in his life. A lot of these kids, to go to a better school, move in with a white family so that they can go to a better school. Because you look at a lot of black schools, particularly in Southern Florida, and they're not going to have the budget that the other school is going to have. I don't know what school that he goes to.
South Plantation.
All right. So South Plantation, very, very big school.
Uh-huh.
A lot of money there. By the way, we got this from Stuart Smith Radio, who really writes up some fine sports stuff. AJ, you're on the Run of Fez show.
Hey, guys. How are you today?
Good.
My two cents, I agree with you, Ronnie. You know, to make the mother have any, you know that there's got to be something going on. The mother's got to be in cahoots somewhere, because it's like, it's so trivial. And now ESPN is like making a mockery of the mother ripping the paper out, and they follow her in the camera. It's like a story already, you know?
Yeah, it could make a great fucking movie. particularly if you draw, if the mother's played by Tyler Perry, like in a wig and fat balloon titties, like, my baby is not going to, my baby's going to Miami. That could be fucking great.
Thing is, if the rule's in place so kids don't go to a school because they're offering them money or anything, but now school's offering the mom, like, money or a car.
Well, no one knows supposedly if anybody is offering anybody anything. I just said that. But the reality of it is, what they don't want is for the kid to get to some school that the parents aren't happy about, and then they'll be talking to him. And they want to make sure that the whole family is together saying, this is what we want.
Makes sense.
It does make sense. That caller straightened us out. We're too fucking stupid to come up with the logic of this. But there is logic for the NCAA to do this. You don't want to tear families apart.
Right, but if you're, let's say you're a top 50 recruit and you want to go to Arkansas, but your parents want you to go to, you know, Seton Hall, there should be a point where you say, no, I'm going to a giant school. I'm not going to play my football at Seton Hall.
It is, and it's a tough thing because the parents can't sit around and say, we're picking education over football when the kid only wants football.
And yet he's good at it.
This is what happens to families, though. You know what I mean? This is a weird thing for families. Like, let's say you guys, if you had a boy who could really play ball, and he's in high school and everybody's recruiting him, everyone write this down. Your first pick for him, for what fucking football school you'd want him to go to. Chris Stanley, I'm going to ask you first. Then I'm going to ask Fez Watley. And then I'm on the Matty Ice.
For my boy,
Chris Jr.
I like to keep him close. I want him to go to Rutgers.
Oh, my God. You've probably just destroyed any hopes of first five rounds.
It's okay. Tom Brady was like in the last round, whatever.
Yeah, and you know how many millions it's cost him over the years? He's fine. He's still furious about it.
He did cry over
Even though he has a moat in his house, so.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of Giselle money, too.
Yeah, she's worth more than he is, I think.
Yeah, and she's selling fucking razor blades for, I don't know, like a dollar a ton. I don't know how she's doing it. Fez, you.
The University of Florida, where I think he would
I never knew you to be a Gator guy.
I'm not sending him to Notre Dame at this point, my adopted son, Kenneth. But I will send him to the University of Florida. I think that's a program. I had a couple in mind, but I think that's a program that would help him get in the pros if he's that good.
Matty Ice?
At this point, you got to go with Alabama.
Alabama.
Of. I mean, it's always one of the top programs. It's a dynasty now, and it's a top football school.
I'm going to send my kid as close as he can get to Nike. He's going to Oregon. And he's going to Oregon. He's going to have a new wacky uniform every week. And I want him to be looked at, particularly if he's a wide receiver or a halfback, right. Quarterback, you know, any of the skill sets.
Depends yeah. what he is also.
Yeah. If he's a lineman, whatever.
Sent to Nebraska or Alabama.
Yeah, go help. Exactly. Go help yourself. Go to Purdue. I don't give a shit. Yeah. I don't give a fuck where you go. But if you're flashy, I want there to be a Nike career for you. Particularly if you're white, because there's a very nice market right now. They would love to find somebody white. Now, basketball, where would you want them to go?
Duke. Blue Devils.
Really? You want them to go to hated Duke?
Yep.
You don't even have to think about it.
Yep. I want him to be a fucking bad guy. Fuck
Fezzy?
It.
North Carolina.
It would have to be one of those two. I mean,
say it. You don't even want to say it.
Duke's just... I mean, it's just all just rich white people.
It's an awful
just
way
like
to
me.
It's an awful way to raise your kid. I'm sending my boy to UConn.
It's a good sure. option too.
Fucking Husky. I think young Stanley will be fine. Stan Stanley.
That's a great fucking name. That's a great name. Stuttering Stanley.
Stan Stanley. Line it up.
First of all, I probably am not going to have much to do with my kid because he'd be living with his uncle and auntie in Bel Air. So they would probably look everything over. Here's Will. In Arkansas, the place nobody wants their kids to go to.
Hey, guys. Hey, I got some answers for you about why it's 21. Actually, to go back on something I think you said earlier, Ron, about not many kids would be 21 to be able to sign. That actually, a lot of kids are over 21 that go to junior college, like the JUCO transfers in football.
Does that happen a lot?
In the SEC, it does.
Yeah.
So that's why... well, that's one thing. There's a lot of 21-year-olds that do sign. And also when it comes to why it's 21, it's because, I think somebody made it mention earlier that there's a high dollar value scholarship sitting in front of some of these kids. And they need the help to kind of maybe make sure they make that right decision. So they're actually kind of signing, even though it's called a scholarship, it's kind of like a contract because there's, new rules actually in place. Starting actually really this year, where it used to be, scholarships used to be only for 1 year, but now they can actually be offered for 4 years.
This is going to fucking probably make you guys laugh at me. I had no idea they did not offer these kids a 4-year ride. I never know it went year by year.
It's kind of like a year at a time. So
wow.
If you tear your ACL, they say, all right, bye.
That's awful.
Yeah,
that's fucking awful.
So this year, some school could offer, you know, 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years. So that's a big decision for a kid. Also, there's only a handful of sports to offer full rides. Other sports like, say, baseball may offer a 50% scholarship, a 75% scholarship. So there's a lot of negotiation that could potentially go on. And the reason it's under 21 is because you got to have an adult figure basically to help you, you know, make that decision.
Well, what do you do in the case of this when the family isn't together and he wasn't even living with the parents?
Well, not to blow your mind on this, but
Earlier someone stated that it was an NCAA rule about being 21.
Yeah.
It's actually not an NCAA rule. It's a national letter of intent rule. If you go to nationalletter.org, you'll see the program that the NCAA uses to facilitate this documentation. But when if there's somebody in the case that a parent or a legal guardian is not around, basically what they do is you have to write a letter to the NLI stating why your high school coach or your aunt, who is not technically your legal guardian, is signing on their behalf.
Well, my mind is blown.
I like these callers today.
Yeah. Yeah, they're very, very, very strong. If you put real stuff out there, you will find out that we got some experts in it. Will knows what he's talking about. I appreciate it, Will. By the way, you didn't send Brad his thing that you owe him, Pepper, and his kids are bothering the hell out of him. He corrected you and sent a Sam. I'm going to send.
I sent that out.
I'm going to send it over to you now.
Okay.
Are you tracking it then? That it got there and got signed for? I will tell Brad this. If I don't find out that you were satisfied, sir, I am going to deshoe Chris Stanley.
These are Nikes. I need new ones anyway.
Oh, I'm talking about your hooves.
I don't have hooves.
You don't?
No, I don't.
You're really mad. You're really mad about that now. If your kid could play baseball, would you tell him, I want you to go to college, get the degree, he's offered both, or sign with a major league club? I mean, the kid can play.
Go to the club.
He's like a top flight guy.
Yeah.
And go to baseball.
Go to the club.
I'd put him in college. There's just as many fucking kids coming out of college now. American kids, not those, what do you call it?
DR.
But there's as many now coming out, and you'd have a fucking thing. And they don't play a lot of 18, 19. I mean, if the kid's going to play at 18, 19, yeah, let him go.
Depends on the situation.
But if he's just, you know, this whole thing is, hey, we like you, we like the way you play. Such a long shot to make baseball.
Depends
now.
On whether they prompt you playing time, whether the signing bonus sizes, but you could always be like a Billy Bean where you get signed, then you're done.
That's the thing. What would he do?
Moneyball. He goes on to Moneyball.
Yeah, but he was always unhappy about what happened with him.
Mm-hmm.
He could have been a fucking Stanford, dude.
Next big thing, and then he just kind of fizzled.
Yeah, and now look at him. He's sitting around asking a little fat kid, hey, I want you to go over your iPad and tell me who I should pick.
It's a good movie, though.
And Billy Bean didn't do shit. He just let
Jonah Hill do it.
Let Jonah Hill do everything. And Jonah Hill lost all that weight. And he's like, oh, shit, I'm better looking than Billy Bean all of a sudden. All right. I'm glad we ended with that. But you know what's weird? That mother just made this kid famous. Because nobody would have fucking known who this kid is. And now we'll be following him for, like, see how his career goes. That's it for us. Everybody got us talking about Chuck E. Cheese. There was no way to get out of it. So we're done. Last chance to get in on the very next Unmasked with Craig Robinson. Make sure you go over to the Interrobang as soon as possible, because we'll be closing that down. I have a feeling that's going to be a great Unmasked.
It's going to be awesome. He's got his keyboard with him. It's going to be the shit.
That's next Tuesday at 11:30 a.m. here at the SiriusXM studios. Go to the iBang to find out how you can be in the audience.
Go to the iBang to find out how you, too, can be in the audience. Are we making it in here despite any blizzard conditions? Let's make up our minds right now.
Yes.
I am coming in if there's fucking just the ass of the fucking snow god falls on us.
Tomorrow?
Yeah. You guys don't have to make it.
Oh, no.
I don't want you to worry about coming. No, I don't want him coming in from Long Island.
They're going
to
make it in. Frogman, you too. I know he's not. He's even here. He's supposed to be on Friday. He's coming in. A name like Frogman, he should be able to fucking
hop his way in here.
Whoa. Oh, shit.
You know, he does do rape rock, so you better watch out for him. people are loving the Frogman because of his rape rock stuff, and they think he's a fine drummer.
He's got skills.
All right, I don't think we got anything left to plug, but tomorrow for Snowpocalypse, we're making a deal with each other if we get all 20 inches, we're going to make it in. Matt, I'm telling you now, you don't have to make it in. I don't want you getting stuck here and not being able to get back to Long Island.
It's nice here. It's cozy. We got heat. We're
also rough on the kid? Let him get back and forth. He's doing a great job for us.
He's doing very well.
He could do. You can't look at him and say that, though.
He could do even better by coming in tomorrow during a blizzard.
We'll figure it out. Not worried about
it. We'll figure it out.
Lock Yourself In Weekend. Make sure you check this out on the iBang. There's some movies that you probably haven't seen before that are actually great. I went over to these films. I didn't even know that they were done by the same guy, Michael Ritchie. I want to get the opportunity to talk about that tomorrow. Also tonight, Field of Excellence is going up. And that's it for us. We will see you guys tomorrow and stay in touch on the iBank tonight. Thanks for sending us trending today.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Thanks for listening to today's Ron and Fez show. We hope you enjoyed it. For your convenience, this program will re-air tonight at 1 a.m. Eastern, 11 p.m. Pacific. This show is available with SiriusXM On Demand. Go to SiriusXM.com/on demand for details. Predictably enough, the Opie and Anthony show is next on the Opie and Anthony channel.